the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama making a new push for gun control laws. He's joined at the White House today by parents of children who were killed in the massacre at a Connecticut elementary school last year and survivors of other gun shootings.
What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling arms to the enemy. And those who're supposed to be preaching are no TV.
Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey guys, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here in the afternoon. The number is 347-945-5229. I got a house full today, and this is good, which means you don't have to hear me ramble for 3 hours waiting for people to call and talk to me. In studio, today is Thursday. It is the 28th of March, 2013. We still have flurries falling down in Northeast Ohio. So if anybody sees Punxsutawney Phil, Buckeye Chuck shooting, tell him, you know, it's all bad. I hate to say it that way, but, and, you know, and don't indict me because I said it. You know, I know we are politically correct, but I feel as though you can just shoot him, hang him, whatever you want to do to him. You can put him in a trap. I don't want to hear from PETA because of it. He was wrong, and he should have judgment.
Does he have any money? We could sue him.
No, he doesn't have any money.
I mean,
Chuck could have woodchuck. If a woodchuck could, Chuck would. Only thing you get is wood. Absolutely not. So we'll just let him, Buckeye Chuck, you know what. In studio, I have Mr. Boar Blakeney, and I have Mark Manji. Mark Manji, he is my co-host for the first and third Thursdays, but since he loves me so much, he wanted to come see me on the fourth Thursday. So he's here with me. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Tracy.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. I'm not looking for Easter eggs. I mean, I'm going through my chocolate bit right now. I got to have chocolate.
Easter eggs?
Yeah. I'm sitting on my chair at home, I got a, you know, Hershey's things wrapped over here and Hershey's things wrapped over here. I'm surrounded by it, and I just have a good time going to go look for food. Yeah, I got like those Easter eggs, man. I like the melt away Easter eggs.
And, oh no!
Oh yeah, they're with nuts.
Gourd candy?
Yeah, take your pick. I'm an equal opportunity candy store guy.
So you don't mind. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, man. It's got to be, you know, round and have some, like, candy decorations on top. My mother used to buy me this god-awful fruit and nut egg. You know, that's a healthy Easter egg. You've got to have chocolate when you have an Easter egg.
I used to eat the Easter bunny.
where did you start? Did you start bottom, upward, ears down?
Start with the ears.
I never ate the Easter bunny. It was just too much chocolate in your mouth at one time. I'm more of chocolate and covered nuts girl.
You know what? My family passed out Easter baskets, and now it's Easter bags because baskets are too. And we're talking about all the adults, not the kids. And we will steal the kids' Easter candy inside their Easter bags. This is for adults only. Used to get a huge basket every year. And my aunt started that, and now I told them this year, don't give me a basket.
Why don't you want a basket?
Mark.
She just said she was on the
You
diet.
Know I'm trying to lose weight. I can't do the Easter thing, and do you understand? It is not healthy.
Yeah, a little bit of chocolate's okay.
No, it's not.
Uh-oh. You know, it's like
a Lay's potato chip.
Uh-oh. You just can't eat one.
Right. So you gotta woo-saw, and you can't eat that. So I'm going to have dinner with you on Sunday, and guess what?
Uh-huh.
Very minimal.
Well, that's what you say, but well, you know what? I'm going to stand, Tracy.
Very
I'll be
minimal.
There for you on you know to stand by you on Sunday.
Very little. I'm going to eat very little. I'm probably going to pick off everybody else's plate. Very little.
If you want some rabbit food, I'll get you some lettuce.
No.
Okay.
It's a holiday break. I'm not going to do the Three Musketeers. I'm not going to do the Reese cups, the Reese eggs.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the 10,000 to 10,000, I think it's the grand 10,000 or $25,000 bars that have the... I'm not going to do the little old Hershey box with the little nougat on the inside. I'm not doing the chocolate bunny. I will do the Easter eggs as long as they're not colored.
Okay.
I got issues. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Tracy. It's so good to see you.
Deborah's here. She's going to be, she and Gwen Fish, when I settle Gwen Fish in, as long as she's quiet over here, I'm going to settle it as she settles in. They're going to be talking about the credit union. We're going to talk about economic development inside of inner city communities and the importance of it. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today. As you know, it's Fourth Thursday, and they come in and hang out with me on that day. And we're going to just, you know, have some just open dialogue. I have a doctor that's going to come in and talk about autism and acupuncture at the top of the hour. So because we need to talk about autism. And I believe that I've been thinking about this for a while, but I'm thinking about partnering with one of the autism centers and making and partnering Tracy and Friends with it so that we can actually start doing either a radiothon or something for the education, the advancement of research when it comes to autism.
That's a good thing. They really, yes, it's a major problem.
It is, and it's becoming more and more severe. Yeah. And and we need to deal with it. We need to handle it, and we need to take a cause. I don't have anyone in my family that is autistic. But I see young people, I see families struggling with it. It is non-biased of where it shows up, and we need to deal with it from its core and make it a personal, just like we do breast cancer.
That's good cause. Good.
And it's a good cause. So we're here, and we talked about the Easter Bunny. We talked about the Bacacha from Punxsutawney Phil. We talked about the Easter Bunny. See? Gwen is on my side. She on my team. Kill the Bacacha. I'm telling y'all, when you find him, just shoot him down because he's messed up.
He's messed up.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You cannot talk from the background. You're getting like me. It's a bad habit.
I know.
Okay.
I got to go through that training.
Because your mic ain't even plugged in, and you're just talking in the air, and people hear like...
Where did you go? Okay. I'm like this. Plug,
you know? No, hold on.
She don't know nothing about this.
I
She brought me in for training.
This ain't training, baby. This is ghetto radio. There. The credit union. Hold on. Got calls coming in already. And I know he's ready to talk about the credit. I know this is Dover. I'm not even going to question it. I know it's Dover. Hold on. The credit union, the Community of Faith Credit Union, if you have not heard, in the Mahoning Valley, is in Youngstown. It is a community of faith, and it's people of faith who have come together who have decided that it is important that we have our own financial institution inside the confines of the city of Youngstown that will serve the residents of faith in the city of Youngstown and become a partnership with it. So that is what they are about. They have to raise money and capital to make it happen. And this capital is not your deposits just yet. The capital is for just the operating and making sure that you can collect money. When you do, there's a matching fund. They need to raise $150,000 to get $1.5 million.
Correct.
And they are asking the community and people to pour into the operations and the foundation of this credit union so that they can have an establishment of one. And when you're dealing, you know, most times when you have a credit union in the past and credit unions, how they've established, you have people with resources and with money, with the capital, whether it be a union, which was the 717 credit union, or the teachers credit union, they already had capital already secured.
Right.
You have people who are coming together of different faiths saying this would be a prominent thing that would help with the community, give them some ownership of their economic development, and help them build their surroundings. And so Deborah and Gwen Fish, and I'm going to pull them in as soon as Gwen. Are you done yet?
I'm trying to figure out how this thing goes on.
On top of your head. Hello. There you go.
She just messing with me today.
I know. Bend up. Come on. Roll up.
Okay.
There you go. And so Gwen Fish and Deborah Blakeney are in studio with me. And talking about this, and we're going to talk about the importance of having the financial institution anchored inside of an inner-city urban community and what systemic benefits it will have to the community at large. So did I get that right, Mr. Moore?
For the most part.
Okay.
I thought you did a pretty good job of explaining what the credit union is trying to do and offering another financial institution within side of the city to the residents and the business community here. I think that would also, by having it, it would strengthen and make our other existing institutions better, because once there's something else, then everybody else has to do better.
And I agree. I agree with that.
That's another good reason why.
Accountability does make a difference.
Right, it does, because once there's another choice, then they have to begin to take a look at their financial products and perhaps take a look at, again, at the criteria at getting financed. And some things good can come out of that by having diversity.
Can I ask a question? Because I didn't know this is what you guys were going to be talking about tonight. What a great idea.
Well, it came out of a situation that came up in the community that impacted us to let us know that we need better financial institutions,
Mark, Gwen, you got to tell them what happened. What happened
well,
was
I'm
what
happened?
No, but you know,
I got a breathing problem.
No, but what you said was I want to talk about. We're going to say it. We need to say it out loud. Bank One.
Yeah.
Back in 2001. 2001. New Bethel Church, who had $1 million in their bank.
Over a million.
And had their, and they were a solid base in the community at large.
Yeah.
A solid base. They had been there 100 years or 70 some years before they asked for the money. They had the cash in their bank, and they've been doing business with the bank all those years.
Paying the loans off in advance.
They had already burned several mortgages, several second mortgages. They had done everything that was needed, and when they went to go and build their new sanctuary, Bank One couldn't find it within their structure to give them the loan.
Get out.
I could tell you some stories. Even with the proven record. As a business consultant.
So
you're looking at good credit.
And this was before, we have to understand, this is before the bubble burst.
Mm-hmm.
This is when before they became stringent and you couldn't get any money from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They already had a solid track record.
Right.
And Bank One couldn't find within their confines and with their infrastructure for this institution to get a loan for their new sanctuary.
Yeah.
So what it amounts to is we know and we talk about redlining and we talk about predatory lending and all of this, and this is how predatory lending excels in the community because you have these folks that sit back and they decide whether they are going to be a part of the economic development in an area or, you know, even say your house. You need your house insured, let alone anything else. You can't get a loan. I don't care what kind of credit you have because it's you, and you know what I'm saying. So we decided we weren't going to talk about it anymore. We were going to do something about it. So that I think it was on – well, I know I was there. We all went down and pulled our money out of Bank
and
One.
And that was not good enough. You got to realize, when you look at Bank One – and this is my contention because I was.
It impacted them.
No, it impacted them. Listen to what I'm saying, Gwen.
Okay.
You have to understand when you have a community like Youngstown, and you have, even if you have 1,000 people pull $1,000 out of a bank,
yeah,
it impacts them locally. But when you have a metropolitan bank and it is a worldwide bank like Bank One, pulling $3 or $4 million out of a bank in real numbers. Does it hurt me? Yeah, but does it really? No. Because does it change my practices? It did not. So that means it did not impact me as it should have.
Right.
It changed their practices, and there were people that, I mean, for a minute.
That means it didn't
but
change.
But still, they had folk come down and, you know, the chairman and the big dogs up there like, this can't happen. And then they changed the name of the bank.
But they didn't change the name. They got bought out. But you got to understand, it does not impact. We have to really understand
the gravity of it.
If it doesn't change you for the long run, it doesn't change you.
Well, at that time, they went on and got the loan from Second National, thanks to Presley Gillespie.
But here they changed the bank. They changed the bank. The bank got sold out. But it wasn't because we pulled our money out, because you had nowhere to go with it. If you pull it out, where do you go?
There's still a domino effect to that, Tracy. The other banks around here, they looked at that, and I'm quite sure they decided they weren't going to act that way for a while.
No, that means it didn't change.
For a while.
Gwen, you're missing my point. Baby, if it doesn't change the spots completely, it doesn't change.
Well, they got the
loan. Because that's like racism.
Right.
That's what it is.
No, that's not racism. That's what you call just prejudice.
Yeah, and prejudice goes along with what?
But a certain class, and all of that. It comes with ignorance because you have to realize the people on the local level right now inside of our banks, they don't even have the ability to go to the bathroom and flush the toilet without calling someone who's outside of the community to make a decision.
Hold up, Tracy. Now, it does go to the minority and racist because that's why they have what they call the CRA. And they develop a whole blueprint, and they have to supposedly, they're supposed to, the Reinvestment Act, they were supposed
it's
to report.
But still,
they still have where they give so many loans in this population and that population, and then the banks are supposed to be held responsible for that.
But they're not. Community and Reinvestment Act, even though it is an act and it is a law,
Hold on. If you really want to get to this, let's go back to the set-aside program within the state of Ohio for goods and services.
Another joke.
So if you really want to know the truth about it, it's not about racism, it's about power and money. And anything that is not influenced is not changed.
Regardless of the motivation, is who decided to do something like this? This is really wonderful.
The church did.
The pastor did. The
people in the community got together and bagged up the church because it was right. It was the thing to do. We can come together, you know. And getting back to what I was saying, now, there used to be an ad hoc committee here, and there was changes made. And banks could not come in here, honest to goodness, I was on that committee for years, and they had to come before the ad hoc committee. They had to present their program. We had to let them find out how many people they were going to have. They had this in place.
I don't care what
But then what happened?
It still hasn't worked.
Right. But I'm saying this is what we need.
But you don't need
again.
It. No, you don't.
So
no.
You
well,
need to make sure you,
that isn't what we need.
That's not what we need.
What we need is to change. What we need is to go to the legislatures. And the minds of the legislatures and the people who actually run the banks are the people that we have to get the changes made through. Locally here, and I've seen, as a consultant, I've seen this, and I've been consulting 30 years. I have seen people with the collateral, with everything that they needed to get loans, and still be turned down. You take that same package down to Pittsburgh, the Fifth Third, and
right.
that person gets approved. What's the difference? The criteria was the same.
But when you say we go down.
Hold on, stop. Go ahead, Mark. Well, today, that's an issue just generally across the board.
Right.
And that's worse now than it was.
That's what I was saying. That you had to have a vehicle, and that vehicle used to be the ad hoc, and the banks did not just come in here and sit on every corner when they felt like it. You know what I mean?
You're not listening.
I went in for a loan, and I couldn't get a loan. I went to buy some real estate. We have some rental properties. Went to get a loan on it. It's making money. They're owned outright. I couldn't get a loan.
Listen,
and you're not the only one.
But see, the difference is what you as a white business owner has been going through for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
We've been going through forever.
Forever.
Okay.
So now the issue that we once had, now everyone has.
That's it.
But now ours is even worse than it was before.
Right. Because if you're having a problem,
you guys are doing something about it.
Somewhat. Because you still have all the roadblocks.
You need a vehicle.
You still have all the
roadblocks. When you say we, then it has to be a we, and give we a name.
But the we,
and that's what the we used to do.
But the we is a community of faith. But see, the ad hoc committee, let me say this, putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound will only slow
the bleeding.
But
name recognition means something also.
You don't quit banging on that thing.
Okay. If you're going to go and approach these people, then you need to have a name. Hey, the community of faith or the ad hoc committee or somebody was here to impact and bring this to the banks or the legislators or whatever. You don't just say we who.
But it's not a we. It's a we as a community, as a people.
Hold on.
Because the community of faith credit union is not a black credit union.
No.
It is a credit union based upon people of faith.
People
with
of faith.
A mindset that they're going to keep this inside the inner city of Youngstown, which is the most economically deprived area of the region.
Right. Right.
So it doesn't have a color on it. Because
right.
now the color is no longer black. The color is now green.
Right. That's the color.
And
the
problem now is
green.
If you don't have access to capital, then you don't have access to anything.
That's right.
Well, and so you have your small business owners and your landlords and all of the people that are out there who now are realizing that the way that African Americans were treated at one time, they are treating all businesses that hire anyone.
That's right. But I still say, you know, we have to make it plain to people that we're not just begging for some money. That's not what we're doing. This is an investment that the state put a requirement on us to do to make sure that the community was serious about having a credit union. And
I'm just trying to figure out how this works in my mind. So
the state obligated us to raise 10% of $1.5 million, and that was to show the credibility that people would invest into this and that the people of this area and whoever wanted to invest was up on this, you know, that they really, really wanted to get a credit union.
Okay, so
that's one of the requirements. It's not just raising money.
For a state charter?
Right.
State charter.
And their requirements, the loopholes and the requirements right now, and I've been doing some research on this in between the segments with some lawyers and some people down at the state. They are so stringent now on banking.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, if you wanted a credit union, you could just like almost pop it up and be like a pop tent.
Yeah.
Now the regulations are so stringent.
Right.
You have to really
jump through a whole lot of hoops.
Yeah.
And dot a lot of I's and cross a lot of T's to make it happen.
And that's why
in doing so, they have come for so this body of people within the city of Youngstown, which comprises about maybe about 40 to 50 people over the years.
Right.
They have done so much groundwork and footwork and research and
right.
investing money and making things happen to make this happen.
Okay.
Meeting all the requirements at the
yeah.
state.
So, I mean, but just the research at large. But before you even get to the requirements at the state, just to get to the research at large, get to this point. So they're now at the tipping point of reality.
Okay.
They've laid the foundation. They've done the homework. They've laid the grassroots. They've got the people together. They've gotten the intent letter signed for people saying that they will deposit.
Mm-hmm.
They've done all that. Now they've got to come up with the foundation.
The last
line,
step.
Okay.
The last
which
step.
Which is $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they're here today so that people keep it on the mind front and start donating.
Right.
Not as an investment, because it's not an investment where you're going to get a return.
Right.
It's an investment in the community at large.
And a lot of people have been saying forever, well, gee, Yens are still at that.
Well, that's a
you
bottom.
Know,
but they're not
you know,
a
this is
anymore.
Why this is why I said we have to reiterate to them that we had to go through a lot of things to get to this point.
Let me
tell you. So this is why we are still at.
So Carla, I'll be right back. Let me take my break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll be right back.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Boardman man is refusing to talk to police after his 3-month-old baby boy was rushed to a children's hospital in Akron. That boy was unconscious Saturday and not breathing when he got to the facility. The 30-year-old father has not been charged. He is consulting with an attorney. The mayor of Struthers has vetoed a resolution to honor a business called Charlie's Auto Repair Service. Mayor Terry Stocker said the resolution would send the wrong message, given that the shop has a history of violating city ordinances for having inoperable cars on its property. The president of Ohio State University says he will recommend an in-state student tuition freeze for university trustees next week. Gordon Gee says that in-state students are Ohio State's first priority because the university belongs to the state. Gee also says Ohio State is doing all it can to be competitive with both in-state and out-of-state students. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSON News.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Why should you pay more when your furnace breaks down after 5 p.m.? Ainsley Heating and Cooling won't penalize you for broken equipment no matter when it happens, by doing what it takes to ensure your complete satisfaction. At Ainsley Heating and Cooling, we don't charge you any unnecessary fees. No overtime, no diagnostic, and no trip charges. That's right. Same price, day or night. Weekends, too. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling now at 330-637-1911 or AinsleyHTG.com.
This is News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I got to put my glasses on. Somebody told me to make them an offer. Oh, they're not talking to me. Oh. Okay, what's that? Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. See what happens when I take a break? You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back. What'd you say, Mark?
I want to say something with these folks. You know,
say something.
This is what makes America great. When somebody gets screwed, they go and they do something to fix it.
Right.
That's what makes America terrific.
This is
wonderful.
Well, from the minority community, we've been fixing things for a few hundred years.
Well, let me tell you, at the end of the day, if you don't do it for yourself, nobody does it for you, man. Don't you just do exactly what you're doing?
But you're right. That is one of the things I do like about the political process.
If you're able to get out there and meet the people and say, you know, you're not going to lose any money, we're going to make our own bank, guys. And the Italians did that.
They all have done that.
All ethnic groups have done that.
That's how most things start.
Yeah.
I don't like something, I go get my own.
I get my own.
And that's the next
that's
step.
The American way.
Economic freedom is the next step.
But this has to happen. Whether it be just people in general.
Yeah.
You can't go find a job. You've got to go make it.
True.
You've got to go make, you know, I was talking to a young lady yesterday, and she said that she couldn't get a job because she was only 14. And I told her, go make her own.
Oh, yeah. I did.
This is what I did. You know, go and sell candy. Go and do something. Go make your own. Does anybody have a community of faith website?
Yeah.
It's on the back of that card, on the back of that brochure, I'm quite sure. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Local call, Mr. Dover, I know this is you. How are you? Local call, your mic is on.
Okay. How are we doing, Tracy?
I'm doing good, Mr. Dover. How are you? He calls from Dover, Ohio. That's why I call him Mr. Dover.
Okay. This credit is getting harder and harder for everybody to get. We have a local businessman who is worth a lot of money, and he wanted to borrow $350,000. He had to prove that he was worth. Net worth was already over $350,000 before they'd give them the loan. They're tightening up credit because they want to collect, if they can't pay, more than what is owed.
Hey, Mr. Dover?
Yes.
See, listen, if I borrow $100 from you, and I've been doing $100 a year from you for the last 50 years, and I've always come back and paid you with the interest on time, always early. And I've got a couple $100,000 in the bank, but I come to you and ask you for the same $100 because I want to do something outside and leave my collateral there, like most businesses do, then I'd have that same recognition and you not change your mind because you don't like my zip code anymore. See, that you got to understand.
I don't owe you the money.
That's what I'm saying. So what's happening is, see, they're not judging me based upon my track record. They're judging me based upon my zip code.
All right. Well, but we've got a problem down here too with this, these banks.
No. Well, it's not all due to your zip code. Credit is provided in this country on a system called the Fair Isaac system. The Fair Isaac system is the criteria by which the banks go by in deciding whether or not they're going to loan money, whether it be individual, organization, institution. What really needs to happen in this country is Fair Isaac needs to be revisited.
Right.
Because when it was assembled, you were not even included.
Mm-mm.
Not just your zip code, period.
Well, let's go back to the dummy section.
Okay.
Okay, who in the heck is Isaac?
The Fair Isaac, there's two gentlemen, and I, just because you asked me that, their names escaped me. But two gentlemen, one of them named was Isaac, designed something called the Fair Isaac system because at that time, banks needed a criteria by which to lend money. And so they put together the criteria by which the bank could go by to loan money. Now, as the years have gone on, it's been tweaked. But Fair Isaac needs to be more than tweaked. We need to revisit it. And I think a lot of it needs to be scrapped, and we need to reexamine and put some other things in. That will start to change the ball on lending money.
Isaac is in relationship with your credit scores and things.
Well, we know that, but my question is, who was Isaac? Where did Isaac
come from? They're actually two gentlemen.
And right now they got something called the Fair Isaac Corporation. What is that?
The Fair Isaac Corporation still comes out of the Fair Isaac system. It is the system by which criteria is designed to loan money. They decide what they're the people that really decide about the interest rate, and as you said, now, and they also decided that thing, a little thing about zip code you were talking about. In certain zip codes, we will not lend.
That's right.
So that all goes back to, if you want to look for the root, see, we keep talking about the plant, but if you look at the root of the problem, it's the Fair Isaac system.
So now we need to go find Fair and make him Isaac.
That's
right.
Dunn,
Bradstreet,
and all of them people.
That's what I'm
going
now, Mark.
And
Go ahead, Mr. Dover.
Okay. Easter. Now, you know that Obama...
Now, you know we're not talking about... Hold on, Mr. Dover. We're not talking about Easter.
No, I just got a few comments.
No. That'll change the subject. Don't do that. That'd be rude. Don't...
We're doing away with Easter.
I know. We'll come back and revisit why we didn't have Easter, because they're doing away with it. But don't go there today, because that's just way off topic. But if you want to... At 2 o'clock, when after my next guest comes in, if you want to bring in one, I have it, open it up for open mic, that'll be great.
All right.
Okay, thanks. That's what this is about. When we talk about, like, you're talking about Fair Isaac, I've never heard about Fair Isaac. So we're looking at FICO, and so now I need to get somebody from FICO on.
Okay.
See, you know, that's why.
Well, as a consultant, when I would go in time after time again with a client to get a loan, and you get denial, I began to investigate where the rules of the bank came from.
Right.
And that's how I know about Fair Isaac.
But let me ask this.
Go ahead.
Credit union. Do they not have FICO or Fair Isaac standards?
The credit union is still using the standard.
Right.
But then you can develop your own programs
that you want to, with
debt elimination, and you have criteria for qualifying these people for different things, which the banks used to do in the last 3 years. They quit doing that because that's what I used to do. With no credit, I would take a person from no credit, get them qualified, and the bank would come up with a product, as we call it, that would help them get a house, a car.
But that got us into trouble.
That guy,
well, no, that's not necessarily true.
Right.
Okay. That's not what got us into trouble is that they just got rid of all the standards.
Right.
You know, and
they abandoned
that's
the
loans.
Yeah. That
that's
given.
What got
what
us.
Mean, now, hold on. What do you mean they got abandoned the standards?
The types of things that we're talking
right.
about here were normal banking practices.
Right.
Right.
But what happened is that the government came in and basically told the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac people. You know, and the home, the
Ginnie Mae,
and all the your
Ginnie Mae is for the loans, for commercial loans.
Yeah, it's complicated. But at the end of the day, they just got rid of all the standards.
No, dear, what it is very simple. We allowed other foreign countries to take over the banks in America.
But they've always been.
Well, but no, not to this degree. Because then you got them coming up with their products, their marketing, and as you say, they dropped the standards. There used to be around here the banks had outreach people that would invest in the community, support the community efforts,
they came under
all of this. But it's not happening now. What they do, they go on TV, put a $25,000 check to the food bank. That's all they do.
What they would do,
you know, they're not doing what they were supposed to do. The standards have been dropped.
Well, that's not a standard. That's just a fluff.
Well, what they would do.
What they did, but that was fluff.
Yeah, but what they would do. So
that was what they were supposed to do. That wasn't fluff. That was mandatory under the CRA, but nobody is enforcing anything now.
Yeah,
the CRA was a joke from the beginning because it was never a penalty.
It was a joke that worked. We used to get funding for different things. We got funding.
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
It was a joke because
there's funding and no funding. You got funding for different things. Now you don't get anything.
This is the issue. When I believe funding is something that has a criteria on the end. So when I fund you,
it kept the doors open.
I don't need the doors to be open if you don't produce your own fruit.
Correct.
And I have a problem that we put money into a vacuum, and they were passing out money, but we weren't producing that which we should so that we could have our own sustainability long term.
Right. Right.
And because the money was going places, but they were not producing anything, fruit on the trees, they cut the root off, and now we don't have the funding.
Correct.
Because now when I go and try to get money from people and I'm trying to produce a fruit, they won't give it to me because they gave money to people before me who didn't produce anything, and now they put me in the same
But how many years ago?
That doesn't matter.
How many years ago?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many years ago it goes. It goes, whether it be 2 years or whether it be 10 years, people work on a track record of the last people that they did business, and they lump all of us into the same lump.
Right now, the requirements are so stringent. They basically
Correct.
Have templates. You don't fit the template, you're done.
And that's for
it.
Anyone.
Yeah,
I tell you what, it's tough to fit into that template, and I don't care how much money you have. They're not going to loan it.
And the other problem that you have is we only have 3 credit reporting agencies in the country.
And they are messed up.
And the problem with that is when you only have 3, that the credit report that you go online and get is not the credit report they'll send to that financial institution.
Right.
So even if I do due diligence and do my homework, you heard what I just said, even if I do due diligence, I go online, I get my credit report, I look at it and say, this looks okay.
I'm doing good. I got a 700.
So now I go to the bank because I'm thinking, you know. So then that loan officer requests your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at something different
That's
than
right.
what you got. And I do this for my clients before I even start working on a business plan. I pull the credit report from all 3 agencies on the client. And I'm still in the dark as to what is you really have. Here's how I can know. I can go to a consumer agency that does credit repair and let them pull it, and we'll all be sitting there looking at something different on the same Social Security number. That's a problem in this country. That's a problem in this country that nobody's addressing. Nobody's addressing it. And it needs to be addressed.
And most people don't know how to go about
getting
the things done on
their credit report. But this is my problem. I mean, because I've gone to get a car, and they've told me, well, you have a lien. And I'm like, I don't. Well, yeah, you've got this. No, I don't have that.
Right.
And I'm like, I have to call California. Oh, we were supposed to take that off a long time ago because, yeah, you paid that. But now they looking at me stupid. And now I can't get my loan Because by the time you get it off of there, and they don't believe my piece of paper that you mailed from me all the way from California.
It says it's
from 1972, it says I paid my taxes in 1982.
Right.
So now what are we going to do with this? Well, I can't help anything about that. That's a problem.
And the credit bill is exactly what I'm saying.
That's
a problem. And until we begin to address some of these very basic problems, the situation is going to remain the same. It's going to remain the
and
same.
And after 7 years, they're supposed to be taking it off of your credit report, which they don't.
My question now is, how do people, and as you know, we talk to people across the globe,
right,
across the country, here, and as we talk about the community safe credit union, but how we talk, but when we do this, how do we as people, because this is not a race thing, this is not a black thing, white thing,
right,
rich thing, poor thing, how do we as American people engage the system to make it change for our benefit?
We need, just like we're organizing to produce, the credit union people need to organize to work on these issues at the state level, at the federal level,
right,
until we get change. We need to be talking to our politicians. Listen, stop marching with me and stop coming to my spaghetti dinners. Here's what I need you to do.
Let me ask you this, because, see, I look at politicians this way. They're just as dumb as we are, if not dumber. They just got elected.
But they can get smart if you tell them exactly what you need
them
to do.
Do they listen?
No.
I'm going to say this about that. There's a way, you know, I believe in words. I believe in the power of words.
Communication.
I believe. Okay.
That's only going to happen if you have a group. If you, one individual, like, oh, well, she's a...
And I agree with you there. We do need people to be clearly...
If you put fire up under their feet, that's the only way it's going to work.
But it's bigger than fire, because this is a national thing.
Correct.
This is not a...
They're going to the White House and everything.
Hold on. This is not a we thing. It's an American thing.
Correct.
And it's an American thing that's affecting every American in the world. At one time, it only affected segments of the population.
It's affecting everyone now.
Now it's affecting... So how can we find a way for all of us to pick up as a collective body and begin to educate everyone so that we can fight back for our justices so that we can have the American dream again? Because if you listen to what we're talking about, what this does is this stifles the American dream.
It stifles growth.
Right. And so when we look at economic growth and stability of the United States of America, it comes with making sure that you have access to capital that you deserve and changing the system so that you are not locked out. And what they're doing is they're locking a lot of people out in the name of whatever.
Yeah,
so that's
what you do is exactly what these folks are doing right now, man. You get out, you try to get your own thing going. It's really amazing, I think, how, you know, if you look at the cycle of businesses, you know, when this gets like this way up over here, when the need presents itself, you can work together as a group to come take care of it. A lot of work, but when you do, you got something that's really good.
Yeah.
And this is just an outstanding project.
We need to be working on, as well as, you know, it's about, you know, getting a petition together, getting a group together that's going to address those things that we said, that's going to address the credit reporting system, that's going to address the Fair Isaac system, and that's, as you said, all across the country. Today, with social media, it's easier to do.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot easier to do, and those kinds of things can begin to bring about a change. Right now, we can bring about a change, but those are the issues that need to be addressed.
So,
and the other thing I like to throw in is that Community and Reinvestment Act. There needs to be penalties.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, there should have been today, but it's not happening. But that's what I'm saying. We have to hold them accountable. And that would be these elected officials that's running around worried about everything except their constituents. And this community of faith would be a vehicle to help people in the community to be a stronger community, to have more education about finances and things. And therefore, this credit union would provide things that are not happening that should be in place. So you get a better community. The blight would be gone. Oops, sorry. And all of this stuff. So that's all I'm saying. This is what we need to have in this community, giving us a vehicle to give people a debt elimination, let them know what financial literacy is about, let them know what a loan is even about, and even with credit, what is the definition of credit, and all of these different things that a lot of people don't know, and help them to establish, you know, not going into all these other communities, getting their checks cashed. You get your check cashed here, and we're going to help you keep it together. That's what the community of faith is trying to provide, to bring about a stronger community so that people will understand the ramifications of not having the knowledge of credit and money and all these things that is going to impact their children's children.
Let me add on to that, because I only have a few minutes before I go to my top of the hour break, and I've got Dr. Noah going to come on and talk about autism. But to wrap this up, this is a good thing. And
it is.
We're going to continue to work and push for the Community of Faith Credit Union. But this is bigger than the Community of Faith Credit Union.
Yes, it is.
This is a bigger issue.
Wow.
Yeah, this
I
is
mean,
a bigger issue.
Very few
and
things
again,
blow me
that's
away.
That's why we labored so
and
hard
this,
to get this,
this
thing where it's at.
And we need to organize not only for the Credit of Faith Union, a credit union, but for education for
financial
people,
education
for everyone, so that we can change
budgeting.
The system. No, not budgeting. Change
and
the
I know how to
no,
budget.
No. Change
the
system.
That
well, what good is it me having good credit doing what I'm supposed to
we're
do?
We're talking about
the
community of faith.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
doing.
Not. I've
and
got
you're
past
talking
that.
About national.
No, I'm talking about life.
Right.
Yes.
I'm talking about people.
Right.
Because if the credit, community of faith, whether it be the community of faith or whether it be Bank One or whether it be you know Chase, whatever bank it is, whatever
right.
you're dealing with, no matter what you're doing,
right?
What good is it if I don't have a check from my owner of a business because he can't get a loan for the regulations that he has to meet,
right?
And he has to lay me off,
right?
If I don't have a check to cash,
correct?
I don't need so now the loan that I got from the Community of Faith Credit Union, whatever you did for me from my programming, I can no longer adhere to because I no longer have the funding and the money to cash the check.
That's correct.
So this is bigger than this right here, the Community of Faith. This is we need to change the system so that the Community of Faith Credit Union can have a foundation and people can have money.
That's right.
To cash the check. What good is having? Because I mean, I've worked for companies who have given me a check and the check bounced.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what good did the check do me or the Community of Faith Credit Union where I cash the check if the check bounced all over the city?
Because they can't get an extension on their line of credit so that your check would be good.
Or they called
that
on it.
That needs to change.
They called on it. Or
right.
they And so this is bigger than me having a budget. I can budget all day long, but if I ain't got no money for the budget,
right.
I just got a bunch of numbers.
But at the same time, there are people that are on fixed incomes that they do get a every month check,
right.
and they have to take those checks to the communities, I mean, these different stores and things to get them cash. These are the things that I'm talking about, and that would bring in income for the Community of Faith. At the same time, you got these people where you can impact them with training, you know, and show them how to open up a checking account. And manage one when they come in with their checks instead of just getting the money and going on about their business.
Hey, listen, I got to go to my next segment and talk about autism and about acupuncture with Dr. Noah. Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
What did you say about Easter going away?
No.
Tracy and Friends, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Obama teamed up today at the White House with women who have experienced gun violence firsthand. He pushes for what he calls common sense gun control laws.
90% support background checks that will keep criminals and people who have been found to be a danger to themselves or others from buying a gun. More than 80% of Republicans agree. More than 80% of gun owners agree.
Gun rights owners groups say they want to enforce existing gun laws. The president was joined by mothers of children who were killed at Connecticut Sandy Hook Elementary. In the meantime, we're learning more about the gunman in that shooting.
Among the guns, knives, and swords found in Adam Lanza's home were news clippings, including one from the New York Times about the 2008 shooting at Northern Illinois University. Lanza was considered a shut-in by a witness the FBI interviewed. That witness told authorities Lanza rarely left his home and was an avid gamer who played Call of Duty. Police recovered Lanza's NRA certificate in a duffel bag that also contained binoculars and ammunition.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. A standoff between police in Hokie, Washington, and a man who was wanted in the shooting of an officer has ended with the suspect's death. They exchanged gunfire and the man's house went up in flames. Turn in your friend or pay the fine. A bill in Los Angeles could force drivers to make a tough decision.
Right now here in California, if your friend or family member is caught on a traffic camera running a red light in your car, that ticket can be dropped if you can prove you weren't behind the wheel. But a new bill would force drivers here to turn in their friends or pay the fine themselves. This guy says, no.
I can't turn in my friend in because then that would be messed up, you know? If I'm going to get the fine, I'm going to get the ticket for it. It's still not right.
But lawmakers here in California say it only makes sense if you get a ticket, somebody's got to pay it. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Mayor of Boston Thomas Menino says he won't seek an unprecedented sixth term. The Dow is up 32 points. This is ABC News.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-305-2203 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-305-2203. 1-800-305-2203. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-305-2203.
A Pakistani teenager who was shot in the head by the Taliban is writing a book in Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from London.
Titled I Am Malala. It'll be released in Britain this fall. The brave teenager also has a publishing deal in the U.S. She was shot last October while on her way home from school in northwestern Pakistan. A militant group says it targeted her because she promoted Western thinking, because she criticized the actions of the Taliban. In a statement, Malala says she hopes telling her story will be part of the campaign to give every boy and girl the right to go to school. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The Swiss creators of a solar-powered plane will be showing it off at a news conference today as they announce plans for a flight across North America in May. The Solar Impulse has already wowed fans in Europe. Its creators say it's designed to showcase the potential of solar power, but that it will never replace fuel-powered commercial airline flights. Daria Albinger, ABC.
Need broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice for your small business? Custom plans from AT&T have just what you need. Call 1-855-877-4288 today for special offers available on new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really. Don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $21.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Golf season's back. Choose from thousands of top courses nationwide when you join Golf Card International. Get half off memberships at SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you.
Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
We really need jobs.
We've just got to get the corruption out of our government.
The biggest problem we have is ignorance.
Tune to News Talk 600 for the latest local and national news. Only on News Talk 600 WSOM. When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk. News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Today, again, is the 28th of March, and we're still a little cold outside. There are no flip-flops flopping in Northeast Ohio right now. In studio is my co-host, Mark Manji, and it's good to have him here. I'm glad he was here today. We talked with the Community of Faith Credit Union earlier, and as I've talked with them, and we'll bring this back up again, it is important that we learn more and more about Sir Isaac.
I am so impressed with those ladies and these folks that are doing this, just coming together, and there's a need and getting forward, and don't quit, don't complain,
absolutely,
get up and take care of it, problem, and do it yourself. This is the stuff that makes America great.
It does, and that's what it's about. It's about changing your environment so it will fit to what you need.
So if you sit around waiting for somebody else to do it for you, it ain't going to happen.
Never happen. So the number is 347-945-5229, and I have Dr. Noah with me. And Dr. Noah is from Innovative Family Wellness, which is located in on Dortmund.
Yes, we are. And Tracy and Mark, I want to thank you for the opportunity for me to come aboard here today and join you on this somewhat chilly day, but it is getting warmer. So, yes, I have a program there at Innovative Family Wellness called Dr. Noah's ARC, as my first name is Noah. And ARC is an acronym for Autism Recovery Center.
So explain this to me. Explain this Autism Recovery Center. Help me out because, you know, as I said a little bit earlier in the program, I have been trying to – I was diagnosed with MS, and I'm doing very, very well on it, and I feel good. Things are great. But I'm watching so many people be affected with neurological disorders and autism. Their kids are being born, and early detection is the key. Finding out – and parents don't know. I mean, there's so much to it because it's not the same. It's like no one's the same in this genre of disease.
Yes, indeed. It's interesting with your background and your own condition. I started treating people with MS, Parkinson's, and what they call idiopathic neuropathy, which basically means they just don't know why your nerves ache, burn, and tingle and go numb at times. And I was asked by many parents to try this same innovative technology and science to apply to the children with autism. So we look for underlying triggers, such as heavy metal toxicity, aluminum, mercury, cadmium, and lead, which are in the environment in parts per billion like we've never seen before due to our industrialized nation. We're also looking at underlying allergens, such as dairy, corn, wheat, and soy, that trigger the attack on the nervous system. And additionally, we find that these children generally have a problem with digestion. What will happen is they have an autoimmune response in their tummy that ends up creating inflammation and suppression of their immune system, which 75% of it's in their gut, and also reduction of brain chemicals, serotonin for mood and melatonin for sleep.
Wow.
So my program is rather unique in that I use something called epigenetics. We're asking ourselves, why do we see this high incidence of autism these days, where a month ago it was 1 in 88 children in the United States were diagnosed.
Yeah.
Now it's 1 in 50, with boys having a higher rate of autism.
That's a high jump.
It is.
I mean, 1 in 88, you know, okay, 1 in 80, but 1 in 50?
So let's tackle that why question, right?
Yeah.
We're looking at environmental toxins interfering with your genes, right? Your DNA, the genetic blueprint that we have that allows genes to turn on and off.
When does the interference take place? Is it while the baby's being developed or after
the
baby
mom
is born?
It does. And, you know, unfortunately, years ago when autism was relatively new, I myself am almost 39 years old. These kids were just called hyper back then. So I believe, you know, in the past decade, there's a lot of autism awareness thanks to a lot of great organizations and groups like Autism Speaks. And we're finding out now that mothers are passing on mercury in the fetal tissue through the placenta and the umbilical cord. And they say that now 630,000 children in the United States are born with unacceptable levels of mercury. Years ago, they said these moms were refrigerator moms where they just weren't loving their children enough. It was an affection issue. But we're finding there's underlying metabolic and genetic links.
Where are they getting the, where are they ingesting the mercury?
Sure. If you think about it with environment, coal-fired plants is one big cause. And what happens is that mercury ends up being a methylated form of mercury that rains down to the sea. As you think of a pregnant woman not supposed to be eating fish like tuna fish during her term because that mercury is known to be fetal toxic. In other words, it attacks nerve tissue, brain, spinal cord, and can actually shut down certain functions in the brain, much in the same way that we draw the connection with aluminum in Alzheimer's disease.
Whoa, I didn't know about that Go with aluminum and Alzheimer's.
When you look at this heavy metal toxin burden, it's to be inclusive of mercury, which we just talked about, aluminum, lead, arsenic, and cadmium. They're some of the big heavy hitters in our environment today. Aluminum can impregnate in our gene structure and basically shut down the brain's function. There's a process we're supposed to coat the nerves called myelin, right? It's that delicate sheath. Kind of think of a hot dog surrounding, being surrounded by the hot dog bun. That sheath that protects our nerves is analogous to the hot dog bun, and the hot dog itself is analogous to the nerve. If we lose that precious sheath, it's called demyelination. We could call that presentation on MRI if there's spot lesions or presentation physically, MS.
And they call that MS.
Yes.
So, hold up.
Well, this is a lot of information. The aluminum is keeping me from processing it.
Okay,
right now.
It's stuck in your brain.
Because, you know, me and Reynolds Wrap have a love affair. So I throw it out.
You know, and
wait a minute. Me and Reynolds Wrap have a love affair because
yes.
it keeps pan clean, and I don't like to do it. I'm not domestic. Could I throw my aluminum out?
And we're not about to have a Tupperware party either because there's chemicals in plastics like aluminum that unfortunately impregnate. And you think about this, ladies, with breast cancer, we also are concerned about underarm antiperspirants that have aluminum impregnated in there that ends up being absorbed into the tissue that comes close to the lymphatic glands to keep us detoxified and clean inside.
I've heard that too.
Oh, jeez. Now I got to give up my deodorant.
We're in trouble.
He'll be in another studio.
So will I. You know, deodorant is a good, but I have heard about the deodorant, but the aluminum. I mean, what do we do? Help me out, Doc.
Well, you know, think of it this way: if you go in a department store, there's a revolving door. Oftentimes, you think of an old, JCPenney or something, where the revolving door. Toxins do come in. We're exposed every day, so we try to limit. We try to ask to change diet, avoid the environmental contaminants.
But right? How do I avoid them?
Breathe. I mean,
everything comes in a plastic.
Try to go organic, right? And when you're given the choice, you can avoid pesticides, herbicides, and insecticides. I heard you mentioning someone was mentioning chemtrails earlier about an hour ago when I was listening. Maybe it was a show previous. Anyways, the concern is environmental toxins. So we have to do our best to try to eat organic foods. And in the house, when it talks to soaps, cleaners, deodorants, chemicals that we use just to even clean our cars with and even just in the house's cleaners, we can actually change the products that we choose and use a more biodegradable, natural form of a cleaner.
Do you know how expensive that is?
You know, I always say it's money well spent. It's pay me now or pay me later.
Do you know how expensive that is? I mean, seriously. I mean, honestly.
Well,
I let me say something really quick. We talk about organic and healthy.
Yes.
And the healthier we try to eat, the healthier we try to be, how difficult it is making us. I went to the cheap store, didn't go to Giant Eagle, didn't go to IGA. I went to Bottom Dollar on my way in today, and I bought 6 apples, and I paid $7.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So when they were not organic. because we don't even have a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's here. So they weren't even organic. If you talk about trying to do things, it is so difficult, expensive to just try to be cognizant in my little pea brain to do it. And just like with bottles, water bottles, yeah, we really should. If we should take our own bottles with us and take our own ceramic bottles with us, and that would be great.
Right.
But that is just so overwhelming because you've got to pay $15 for the bottle.
Yes. Well, I look at it this way as well. Anything but the SAD diet, right, the standard American diet, is an improvement. So even if we're moving toward apples, vegetables, we're trying to move more toward a Dean Ornish-based diet, one that's high in fiber, complex carbohydrates, grains, beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables. And for heaven's sakes, folks, if we just would try to just drink more water, which I see over here, Mark's a great example.
I got mine underneath.
Water. And Tracy as well. And remember this, whenever we're buying junk food, we're buying what we call in dietary medicine, we're buying empty calories. So yes, your belly may be full, but what happens, and this is very relevant for diabetics, is because you're consuming calories but nothing of nourishment value for nutrition, you end up typically craving more and you don't actually nourish your body. So it sets up this incredible roller coaster ride with blood sugar and insulin, what we now call Syndrome X, diabetes, pre-diabetes syndrome. So eating healthy foods, you are right, it is a little initial upfront investment, but in the long term, we're out of the hospital, we're not in the doctor's office, missing work, paying insurance co-pays. So I think there's a great benefit.
I don't like legumes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's just start then. Here's what I typically do. Day number one, to give you an example of what happens in office, I'll ask that we just eliminate something called monosodium glutamate, MSG.
MSG.
It attacks neurons, and we do know that. It's also an aspartame and NutraSweet. These dietary artificial sweeteners are actually more toxic than just consuming the real deal itself, like sugar or naturals like honey, blackstrap molasses, and stevia, an herbal that's actually free of all calories, something I quite frequently recommend for my diabetic patients.
Okay. I gave up drinking diet soda a long time ago. I just don't do it. I don't do it every night, but if I want a soda at night,
yeah,
maybe once or twice a week, I'll get myself a little glass about this big, fill it with ice, and put a quarter of a can of Coke in it. And that takes care of whatever the craving is.
I tell you, when I was diagnosed with MS, I was a heavy Equal user. And when I was diagnosed with MS, I came off of Splenda,
yeah,
Equal completely. I only use stevia. Actually, I carry it with me, and they tease me really bad because I pull out my little pimento jar with my stevia in it, and I carry my spoon with me because I'm a coffee drinker and I'm a tea drinker, and I am really big on stevia now, is using it as a sweetener and trying to curb it, because I found but aspartame is in everything. I chewed a piece of gum the other day.
I can't.
And aspartame. There was something else, and there was aspartame. I mean, it was, I don't know what in the
world. I can't digest it. It makes me sick.
Yeah.
When I look for mints, I got to make sure that it's not in there. I look at the ingredients. It makes me sick.
It breaks down into a wood alcohol and something called formaldehyde, which, if we've all thought about the embalming process or ever been in a science class or studied mortuary science, formaldehyde is a preservative. So, unfortunately, it becomes very toxic to the body. And, Tracy, that's something I ask all my patients with MS or Parkinson's or idiopathic neuropathy. I'll ask them, what was your past usage and ingestion of aspartame, NutraSweet, and these artificial sweeteners?
Huge.
We also look at the vitamin D connection, by the way. They found with MS, people who live in northern latitudes have a lower predisposition to develop MS, and that would be the sunshine equation, something that our friend Dr. Ahmed Oz talks quite about. Ladies and men, get your vitamin D tested.
Yes, I have done that, and I found out that because we don't have – I'm a sun kid. I need to have the sun, and the sun doesn't shine, can you tell? And it's important that we have that. Where are you located?
I'm on Market Street. I'm 2 miles south of the mall, and it's 8261 Market Street, Boardman, Ohio.
And what's the phone number there?
330, this is an easy one, 726-3456.
Oh, that's pretty good. Now let me ask this: Who comes to you? Why would I come to see Dr. Noah?
Typically, I end up finding people who have failed somewhere along the way in the traditional medical system. they've been told it's all in their head. I see a lot of women going through menopause, postmenopause. I see a lot of children. And I see a lot of people with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia who they're told their thyroid's normal, their blood count's normal, but they're the walking wounded, what we call the vertically ill. They're out and about. They don't feel well. They know they're not well, but they've had passed all the medical tests, to be inclusive of MRIs, CAT scans, and advanced studies. So they're kind of left wandering throughout life, who am I going to see to ever get well? And this is where integrative medicine comes into play. We use, and I quite frequently order lots of blood work and tests myself, but we use an Eastern style blended with a Western style of medicine. So it's holistic.
Let's talk about the Eastern style blend, and we're going to cover a lot today, because they tell me that Eastern style medicine is preventive. And Western style medicine is, you know, we are on the what they call the offense, the defense. We're always working after we get sick, not before. Is that true?
That's the whole concept of preventative medicine. Exactly. We're now trying to ask people, let's look at what we can do to stave off disease. How many of us know somebody who've had a heart attack, and we say, well, geez, that gentleman was 50 years old. He cut his grass. He was healthy. He ate a good diet. Well, what was that? We're looking at inflammation. Inflammation, and this is for all doctors out there too, it is key to heart disease. It is key to underlying neuropathy, and there's ways to prevent that. So I think as the American population and public demands finding underlying causes for disease, yes, we will shift into that mode of blending the best of both Eastern and Western medicine, which is necessary.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want you to listen in to Lee Bruce. And it's gone. I drive your truck. And we'll be right back.
$0.89 in the ashtray. Half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash. Dog tags hanging from the rear view. Old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck, I roll.
Computer, then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Boardman man is refusing to talk to police after his three-month-old baby boy was rushed to a children's hospital in Akron. That boy was unconscious Saturday and not breathing when he got to the facility. The 30-year-old father has not been charged. He is consulting with an attorney. The mayor of Struthers has vetoed a resolution to honor a business called Charlie's Auto Repair Service. Mayor Terry Stocker said the resolution would send the wrong message, given that the shop has a history of violating city ordinances for having inoperable cars on its property. The president of Ohio State University says he will recommend an in-state student tuition freeze for university trustees next week. Gordon Gee says that in-state students are Ohio State's first priority because the university belongs to the state. Gee also says Ohio State is doing all it can to be competitive with both in-state and out-of-state students. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSON News.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600, WSOM.
This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's all right. People got their ways of coping.
Oh, I'm I'm screwing stuff up. I've got too many keyboards and mouses and computers going on here, and I'm typing, and it's going nuts. So I'm sorry, guys. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. If you have any questions or you want to call in and talk to my guest, I have to speak with Dr. Noah. And his website is drnoahsark.com. And he does Autism Recovery Center. And we've talked a little bit about MS, we talked a little bit about health and wellness, we talked a little bit about different things, but I really want him to focus in now on the autism point of view and the acupuncture. Let's do this, half autism, half acupuncture.
Sure.
So we can do that.
Absolutely. That is kind of a tongue-tied, huh? Autism, acupuncture. So when we look at autism, we recognize it is a multifactorial component and trigger.
Something happened. Let's try that now. Say that again.
No problem. Autism needs to be viewed as a multifactorial condition. And what does that mean? It means that there's multiple triggers and no one child will have autism for the same reason. And on that spectrum, there's ADD, ADHD, Asperger's, OCD, PDD-NOS, just to name a few.
Dr. Noah, I'm on a little bus. The little yellow bus, they used to call me ADD, but they didn't have ADD, so they just called it hyper, so I'm a little bit slow.
Okay.
Break down ADD, ADHD, Asperger's, autism, because we assume that people know what Asperger's is and what we don't necessarily know the difference between them.
And I fully understand. Even back up a step, it's ASD, Autism Spectrum Disorder. So think of a spectrum, something that spans over different categories and classifications. So some children with autism, which is a neurotypical condition that has many displays of abnormal behavior. Some children might have hand flapping, toe walking, called stims. Other children might have tics. Other children might be very non-social, where they're unable to communicate, they don't pick up on nonverbal cues, or something we often see is something called speech apraxia, where children never are able to speak. So on this spectrum, we'll start with ADD. That's attention deficit disorder. And that is what we used to call, Tracy, those hyper kids, right?
Right.
After trick-or-treat, you're all sugared up, or you'd have your morning cereal that's doped up with plenty of sugar, enough to energize us for the entire week. That was ADD. ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I think this is the most common one diagnosed in the school system and probably correctly labeled by many teachers, where the child can't focus to read, concentrate, complete an assignment, go home and do work, and they appear very hyper, so they're not able to maintain composure in the classroom, and that is very prevalent in schools.
Now, right there, those two right there, before we even get to the others. There are a lot of students who are diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and super hyperactivity. And, for a while there, they put everyone into special ed, or they put them on Ritalin, or some type of very, 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 very strong behavior sedation.
Yes.
So, and I don't think that's good. Help me out, Doc.
Indeed. So what happened is we're looking at this condition as a complex array of symptoms, but we're treating this with a drug. So we're just trying to mask the symptoms. We're not looking for the underlying cause. So these drugs, Ritalin, Adderall, Concerta, Medrate, just to name a few, are basically amphetamines. And that almost sounds crazy. Wait a minute. My child's hyper, and I'm going to give them a stimulant drug, like an amphetamine classification,
right?
What that actually does is help to heighten their focus and concentration. However, side effects, anxiety, heart palpitations, insomnia, weight loss because there's appetite suppression. So many children have a little window of grace where they do well for a while, or some don't from the beginning, but those who do often have a crash and burn period thereafter where the medicine's no longer working.
Can you help with that?
I do. I classically find three different triggers here. I look for underlying food sensitivity triggers, MSG, dairy, and gluten, right? They are the proteins in milk and wheat that trigger the brain to release some chemicals called opioids that interferes with functioning. Number two we look at here is vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D works on a receptor in the brain that helps children with speech and mood called dopamine and serotonin, respectively. That's huge. Number three, omega-3 fatty acids. Our diets are very high in refined carbohydrates. I referenced this earlier, the standard American diet. Children are very high in omega-6, an inflammatory fatty acid, albeit necessary. We have this disproportionate ingestion of omega-3s and 9. Omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, change of diet are some great starting tips for these children.
How does it work in adults?
Right, and there is adult ADD and ADHD.
I am ADD. That's how I'm diagnosed. So
okay,
well, what do
you
I need to do?
You see, looking at the stuff over here, this helps me. So
yes,
you know.
Well, we look at an entire nutritional assessment. We look for underlying triggers. We look for fluctuations in blood sugar. Mm-hmm. We look for fluctuations in thyroid. These all have to do with energy metabolism. We do look for the underlying food allergens, as I mentioned before. Dairy, gluten, and soy are big triggers. Oftentimes in adults, we'll see smoking. We might see alcohol use and abuse. So there's some other issues that actually attack a gland in the body called the adrenal gland. And the adrenal gland should release cortisol to help combat stress. And if it doesn't, we're in this hyper state of excitement all the time where we're craving refined carbohydrates, chocolate, teas, coffee, soda.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
So what we often do is support of the endocrine system through the adrenal gland, and we can do that using nutritional supplementation, small, frequent meals, higher in protein and vegetables, lower in refined carbohydrates, our sugars, candy, soda pop, gum, and snacks, and also looking at this from a nutritional perspective. And if we see a family history here, say there's a strong family history in bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, panic and anxiety attacks, OCD, I do typically suggest the genetic testing. It looks for the underlying genetic predisposing triggers that cause us to have these problems in the brain where we can't maintain those happy feel-good chemicals like serotonin.
Okay.
So what do I do?
I'm screwed up.
That's, I was thinking, so what?
Well, there goes my chocolate bunny tonight, Tracy. I mean, I'm right down the toilet here.
But we can have the chocolate bunny tonight. We just can't have it tomorrow.
I would ask that you would take the next 12 weeks, okay, and that kind of lead us up
right to
summer and gradually change your diet, little by little.
Okay, when you say change my diet, what are you saying?
Goodbye to colorings, dyes, preservative, artificial chemicals, MSG.
Whoa. Okay. Okay, I won't put any more accent on my stuff. So no MSG, and I'll stay out the Chinese foods. Okay, so that's two. Okay, now what else? What else do I do?
I'm not going to be Italian foods.
No, Chinese.
Oh, Chinese foods. MSG. Okay.
I'm gonna ask you to try doing 4 or 5 small, frequent meals a day that are rich in lean proteins. Right, avoiding the red meats and pork and bacon, sausage.
Hold on. Whoa. You want me to eat lean meat, but you want me to stay out of the beef, pork, and lean? Come on, Dad.
Well, we'll slide you toward Atkins then, right? Dr. Atkins promoted the diet that's higher in fat and protein. As long, though, we're going to modify his plan, right? As long as you have vegetables high in fiber to keep those saturated fats and those trans fats moving out of your body.
Okay, right now, I'm on no carbs, no fat, no sugar. So my carbs come from my vegetables. So I'm doing broccoli, asparagus, and leafy greens.
All right. For you weak at heart, then, there's the beauty of nutritional supplementation. If we could agree to try some omega-3 fatty acids, a good multiple vitamin, vitamin D,
pills?
That would be a start.
I'm doing vitamin D. I take a vitamin D pill from the health food store every day. I got that. Now, what do you want me to do? I can take more pills. We got pills I can take. But now,
Mark, I've been doing this for almost a decade. Here's a tough patient to my right, okay? I got you, Tracy.
I'm
acupuncture. We mentioned we do 50-50 autism acupuncture.
Yeah.
There's acupuncture points that help eliminate cravings that also help with focus and concentration. I use laser acupuncture on children if needed, on adults if they can handle it, needle acupuncture.
Does acupuncture work?
It sure does. It has great results with infertility, chronic low back pain.
No women, hold it. I don't want no fertility, nothing. Don't fertilize, absolutely.
We're talking about genetics, because that's right, get back to conception, huh?
No. I do puppies. No kids, absolutely. Okay, so
your children bark. They don't bite, though, huh?
I'm still not married, and so until God, and then He would not send me anything that wants a kid. So
we'll do some other points for him, huh?
Yeah, do something. Yeah. So acupuncture, over the years, I do believe I've seen reflexology, and I've had it. And I found out that it was really amazing that through reflexology, they really could tell what was wrong inside of my body system.
Yes.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, he was diagnosing all of my medical conditions from messing with my feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the acupuncture system works on a premise of what they call meridians, right? Even though we can't see the actual nerve, the Chinese over 3,000 years ago came up with this system called acupuncture. We treat ear points and body points, and what's amazing is the study out of MIT, Boston, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, found that by inserting acupuncture points in certain areas of the body caused the brain to diminish pain. It's called battlefield acupuncture. Very interesting. The United States Army is using it. There's a researcher out of Norfolk that came up with a technique to deal with Gulf War veterans who had phantom limb pain, where they were perceiving pain in a body part that they actually, sadly, no longer even had.
Yeah.
And it was stopping pain better than medication and without side effect.
Now, can you do the same thing with arthritis?
Yes, we do. We put needles, fine filament needles, into points, also use pressure and laser if needed, that decreases the inflammatory response, and it blocks the pain perception in the brain.
Now, can I ask this? Does insurance pay for any of this?
Right now, unfortunately, the only one for acupuncture is auto accident, believe it or not. Auto accident claims are accepting acupuncture.
But what about medical?
When I write scripts, typically the scripts are fully covered. If I write a thyroid panel or a metabolic panel or cholesterol and triglycerides, those are typically covered. So what we're doing right now is asking people to be a proactive, you know, participant in their health and think outside the box. So even if their insurance doesn't cover it, they can start making healthy changes at the grocery store, checking out line right, seeing what they bought in their cart. So we're also asking people to try just exercising. So if this diet and this acupuncture sounds way too far out, let me be your cheerleader and your coach to help you move along in the right direction with just even exercise.
But is acupuncture expensive?
Acupuncture at my office is $50 per session, and the first session is $95. That includes a treatment and a full workup. We actually check the meridian points for deficit or what we call imbalance in the energy to find out where you most appropriately need treated.
I got to tell you, I'm a real believer in holistic kinds of approaches to medicine, because my experience has been that the traditional doctors that I would go to, particularly with my back pain, I went for 10 years to the point where I was almost on the floor being taken to the emergency room, just hurt. I've never had such pain in my life. And I started going to a massotherapist, and I said, don't touch there. And after two or three times, he says, just lay there. And I'm two little points with his thumb. My whole body burned from my waist down, and the pain went away, and that was it. Not only that, I got the colitis in order. It was amazing. I just major amazing, you know, what that did, that you know, all the doctors couldn't do for 10 years. And, you know, for the last 2 years, I've been great.
Right. And, you know, what's interesting, Mark, mainstream medicine by training is to identify symptoms, look for disease, the tumor, the lesion, the herniated disc, in your case perhaps a blown disc, and if that's not present, they give pain medication typically to mask the problem. With chiropractic and acupuncture, what you had is probably acupressure or trigger point therapy, it sounds like, they find the underlying cause of the problem. So I always say this, if I were to pinch my finger in the door jamb here, you could put ice on it, you could rub Bengay on it for me, you could give me a pain reliever, an NSAID. We could do all sorts of things. Until you take the pressure off my finger, open that door for me, let me relax my finger, decrease the noxious stimuli, I'll feel better. Likewise, what they do, they go to the source or the root of the problem, and they address it, eliminating pressure off the nerve, which allows you to function better, move, get back to work, and feel good.
Yeah, but he did it like in 30 seconds.
It's a miracle.
What is this? I couldn't get up. It was bad. And the residual with the colitis, which it helped it more than anything that I have ever been involved with, and I really couldn't figure out the connection with that.
Yes, and that's the beauty of integrative medicine. we have to realize that we're given this innate intelligence, in other words, this underlying ability to heal our body. And if we allow the nerve flow from our spine to go into our colon to start to send the proper messages to allow for proper functioning, we can begin to heal. I also treat colitis with diet. I use nutrients like aloe vera juice, an amino acid called L-glutamine to heal the gut, and I use probiotic good bacteria. So we do dietary change, test for underlying fungal infection, and use nutraceuticals and diet to start to heal the gut.
Oh, okay.
A lot different than prednisone and acetol.
Now, they haven't got me on a steroid. I think they have me on sulfasalazine for the, I don't know what that is.
Right. Again, necessary short-term, but long-term. Steroids can cause water retention. They can cause destruction of tissue in the body. They can actually send us into a diabetic-like condition, messing with blood sugar. So what we have to do is ask ourselves, are there natural anti-inflammatories? High-dose omega-3 fatty acids. The research is there. Upwards of 3 to 6,000 milligrams a day has been marvelous at suppressing inflammation in the gut.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
You listen to... My experience has been on a number of different things over my lifetime that the holistic approach has always worked better than the medical. I mean, I always go to the doctor. I tell my GP I'm doing this because I don't want to mix something that ought not to be mixed. I don't want to be doing something that he's going to say is going to aggravate it. He generally tells me, yeah, that'll work, you know, and I check with them periodically just to make sure that, you know, everything is, but you're an osteopath, MD?
Well, my education and training, I took a long path. I have a degree in human biology.
Okay.
I used to work as an EMT on an ambulance back in the South Hills of Pittsburgh where I grew up. Then I became an athletic trainer. I was Upper St. Clair High School student athletic trainer for a while. I'm also a licensed chiropractor in Pennsylvania and Ohio and medical acupuncturist.
Okay.
So my background's rather broad and diverse. And what I would like to do is shine the light on the folks here in Youngstown and let them know that we can have an integrative medicine approach. It doesn't have to be, you know, Eastern versus Western, MDs versus holistic. There should be that openness for us to communicate, talk, and put you at the center of our treatment, not our own egos or our own vested interest in what our degree, pride, or reputation is.
Yeah. That's good to know. That's terrific. That's good stuff.
That's pretty good, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always interested in this stuff with folks and figuring out different ways of doing things. Like I say, my experience has been this kind of approach works. I've three different instances I can point out to where it has helped, but I always talk with my MD while I'm at it, you know, just to make sure that, you know, I'm not going too far off the reservation.
And the MD, again, who has really done leaps and bounds for integrative or alternative holistic medicine has been Dr. Ahmet Oz, thanks to Oprah. On the Oprah show, he was a routine guest. Now he's his own show.
Sure.
So it's
he has done a lot. He has bounced it out quite a bit.
He really has.
Dr. Oz is on in the morning, 10 o'clock, and everybody, or 4 o'clock. He's on twice a day here in the Mahoning Valley, and I think everybody is hooked on Oz.
Yeah.
You know, he's helped people reach out to their doctors and say, it's okay to come in and tell your doctor, I'm interested in getting my vitamin D level checked because I know it prevents breast, uterine, and prostate cancer, as well as colon cancer. It's okay now to come to your doctor and say, hey, I'd like to see a dietitian. I'd like to work with a nutritionist, or I'd like to take an alternative route. But at the same time, I still want to be your patient. I want to be medically managed. I want the tests, the diagnostics, and my routine checkups.
Well, you know, and my physician's been wonderful to work with. I mean, he works with me on those things, and so you know, I'm really grateful for that. You know, they don't shut. I've been to a couple of them to shut the door and say, you know. But my guy, you know, he says, fine, let's try this and try that. If it doesn't work, come back. We'll try something else. And you know,
that's
good.
And it's good to hear that you weren't told what I often hear patients tell me. They're said, you have to learn to live with it, or it's all in your head. So many times if a doctor doesn't have an answer, they're given that message to their patient, and now you become what they call a psychosomatic patient, where it starts actually your physicality working on your mentality, which causes depression. I always say, show me a patient with chronic pain, I'll show you a patient with chronic depression. It begins to work on you.
Sure.
You know, so in time, if we educate the doctors and also the patients through the internet and books and doctors like myself, I think we can have that collaborative relationship.
Education.
Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. For the lack of knowledge, people are perishing. And the number is 347-945-5229. If you have any questions for our guest, please chime in. 412, Alex, I think that's you. If you have any questions, your mic is on.
Diva.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Is your guest still on?
Yes,
the
he
integrative
is.
Medicine
yes.
now? Yeah. Is it just you, in your practice, is it just you? Are you practicing with other people as well? Or I'm just curious.
It's just me, but I wear several different hats.
Okay. Do you have any, I guess, knowledge or experience with like Chinese medicine?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I use a lot of herbal medicine, and of course, with acupuncture, I practice Chinese acupuncture as well.
And so you do the herbal. Well,
to be fair, pick that up because I'm getting feedback in my ear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
That.
Okay.
Actually, I had you going through the speakers of my. never mind. Anyhow, so
Alex, is there a certain condition that you have that maybe we could directly address it?
No, not really. I was just commenting because. I know that from my experiences, you know, I don't even go to the regular doctor anymore. I just go for regular checkups because there's integrative medicine I've found that to be the most effective, especially Chinese medicine for me. It's solved problems for myself and my wife and for various different things that doctors gave us. All kinds of drugs, antibiotics, and all kinds of stuff that they just couldn't clear up, you know. So, it wasn't clear to me if you were actually practicing Chinese, if you incorporated Chinese medicine as well and herbalism. And so, I just wanted to, you know,
I certainly do, and I'll highlight some herbs for you right now. After this nasty cold flu season, we've had terrific results with echinacea and golden seal knocking out this flu bug. And in addition to that, we use garlic and oregano. That, I have found, has been most effective this year with the flu bug. There's also a homeopathic remedy I use that has something called influenzinum in there. That is a homeopathic that, if taken every week, has been doing marvelous for my patients and staving off the flu.
Well, you know, I've read some things about the echinacea that it can amplify asthmatic symptoms for people who have who may have that kind of thing going on. Do you know anything about that when it comes to echinacea?
Well, look, echinacea has been around for a long time. It's a terrific immune enhancer and immune booster. If you're sensitive to that, just like any other allergy to ragweed, hay fever, pollen, dust, or mold, you can certainly react. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, in my experience, asthma is a couple of things. It's underlying low stomach acid, breeding food allergens and bacteria in the gut that triggers inflammation. It's also, believe it or not, misalignments between the mid-back. This is the chiropractic connection to asthma. You can also be magnesium depleted and cause inflammation in the bronchioles that cause tightening, and that is the constricting portion of asthma. So we have to look at the bronchodilating effects of nutrients like magnesium, herbs like nettle, and also bromelain and papain, some digestive enzymes that work well. And we have to look at underlying causes like food and environmental allergen triggers.
And so you're in Youngstown? Where are you
I'm
at?
In Boardman.
What are you trying?
Oh, you're in Boardman?
Alex,
okay.
Alex, what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
I think you're trying to slap the people.
I wasn't expecting to be able to get that kind of expertise out of Youngstown. I mean, because, you know, I'm in Orlando. And,
what do you think? What do you think? We're in the Hicks? In the boonies?
Yeah, I'm from Youngstown. I know. It's not much
We have changed. We have evolved. We are.
We
now.
Actually have indoor plumbing and running water.
Yeah,
we
toilets now. We're doing good. We've got people that go to college and they come back here and they, like you, they don't move away. They come back and they stay here and they make our community better. We
it must have been Little House in the Prairie when he grew up here, right?
Where's he
going? Orlando.
In Orlando. Oh, geez.
Send us the weather, please.
Yes, would you please?
Yeah, the weather's still crappy.
Actually, it's worse.
Yeah.
It's worse. Yeah. I see some
if the weather gets nice,
right,
then I'll
now.
Move back to Youngstown.
What did you say?
If the weather gets if the weather ever changes, you know, like today it's a you know 70 degrees a day, 75 yeah 70 degrees. So
Alex,
you know,
did we ask you what the weather was?
His vitamin D level doesn't need checked.
No, you know, and that's the thing. I don't have to take vitamin D supplements because I just go outside. You know, that's all you.
Hey, listen,
yeah, just get some sun. You know, you don't need to be taking no vitamin D supplements. You know, it's pretty simple.
Thank you very
much. Yeah.
I
believe
in
all as natural as possible. You know, so
I have to go home and sit under my lamp.
You know, do those lamps work?
Yes, there are lamps that actually have the UV rays that actually can not only help with getting your vitamin D up, they can also help with seasonal affective depressive disorder. And on top of that, there's some special lamps that help with psoriatic arthritis and psoriatic skin lesions, too, called a PUVA lamp.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, I thank you for your time and expertise, and you'll have to come back and hang out with us again.
I would love to, and likewise, thank you, Tracy and Mark. It's been great.
It's been great. I've got to come and see you about this food thing.
Okay.
Because I got about 40 more pounds to go, and, you know, I got like 45 more pounds to go, and, you know, I'm eating my apples. That was my lunch.
Yes, and I'm witness to that, so I can testify, audience.
She is doing
what she preaches,
I'm,
you know.
I'm trying here. And I'm going to the gym, and I'm doing Pilates,
yes,
which I love. And
and you know, everyone gets excited about New Year's resolutions, but what about spring, right? We're going to be outside now, and we want to get out and exercise. So the hope and prayer is that this is a great season, and it inspires people to get outside and start exercising, and the pounds can come off that way as well.
I just want the sun to come out and to wear a pair of flip-flops.
Where's that groundhog?
We're going to shoot him. It would behoove him never to stick his head up again. Because right now there's a hunt for Buckeye Chuck. I'm telling you, there's a hunt for Buckeye Chuck. He has messed up on his prediction.
Yes.
He said 6 weeks, and we are at the end. Do you realize that this is Resurrection Weekend? Tomorrow we will not be here, guys, so don't call in, look for me, because you'll be talking to a pre-recorded show. I'm going to stay home. It's Easter. Resurrection Sunday is Sunday. I am going to go and spend the morning or the midday with Mark Manji and his family, and I've got to wear a coat. Do you understand that this is not supposed to be?
Yes. Well, I might have some connections. I'm from Pennsylvania. That's where I grew up, in Pittsburgh, and I actually know Punksy, okay, from Punxsutawney Phil there. So maybe I need to go pay a little visit over to him.
You better tell him, but hide.
Let me tell you about Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Their roses come out a full 2 to 4 weeks earlier than they do here. And yeah. We go there a lot. And my wife said to me, we're going there on Saturday because I want to see how further ahead they are. And it's amazing what that 30 or 40 miles north or south makes a difference.
Indeed. Now, can I say the S word here,
yeah.
Steelers? Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Because I'm a Steeler fan.
All right.
It's my co-host that comes in on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. He happens to be a colored fan. He likes brown.
All right, so we're safe here in the studio together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my son's an avid Steelers fan. And, All the time. I can't believe the difference in temperature
it
in
is.
Pittsburgh. I mean, we've gone there and we've come back to sort of leap on the tree. There, the leaves are up, the roses are out, especially up in Oakland by front of the cathedral.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, even though I made the move, I feel very blessed to be here. And the goal would be to spread the word. I guess almost like that last caller there from some sunny Florida. Just let folks know that in Youngstown there are some alternative treatments and some integrative medicine being practiced. So it might be a breath of fresh air for a few folks like him.
Well, we've been talking to Dr. Noah
Erickson,
and he is a chiropractic physician, and he's located here in Boardman, so you don't have to go far. His phone number is 330-726-3456, and we want to thank him for hanging out with us and appreciate the conversation and the knowledge base.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a good day.
Thank you so much, and check out my website. It's drnoahsark.com, drnoahsark.com.
And I'm going to take my break, and I'll be back here, and Mark Mangi and I will sit here, and we'll figure out something to talk about during the break. See you in a moment.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM. You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown.
Here's the latest from ABC News. Ontario, although your President Obama is making a new push for tougher gun laws, and this time he was joined by women who have experienced gun violence firsthand.
Tears aren't enough. Expressions of sympathy aren't enough. Speeches aren't enough. We've cried enough. We've known enough heartbreak. What we're proposing is not radical.
The group included mothers of children who were killed in the massacre at Connecticut's Sandy Hook Elementary.
The president has warned all along tighter gun restrictions should get quick approval because opponents will try to run out the clock and hope the nation forgets even a tragedy as stark as the children's death in Newtown. He even scolded Congress, warning them not to get what he called squishy on the need for action.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Gun owners' rights groups say any attempt to limit legal gun ownership threatens the Second Amendment. Police in Phillipsburg, Pennsylvania, say a fatal shooting this morning outside a supermarket was probably not random. They say the two people killed are believed to have been related, and they suspect it was a murder-suicide. Police in Colorado want to know more about a woman accused of buying the gun that killed the state's head of corrections.
22-year-old Stevie Marie Vigil made her first appearance in court, accused of buying a gun and giving it to Evan Ebel, the man police believe killed Colorado Department of Corrections Chief Tom Clement. Ebel couldn't legally possess a gun because he was a felon, so she allegedly bought it for him. Ebel was killed by police in a shootout. They don't know yet if Vigil knew what Ebel planned to do with the gun when she bought it for him. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The S&P has crossed into record territory, surpassing the closing high it set back in October of 2007 before the financial crisis, and now what traders are waiting on is to see it's going to close today at a new high. The Dow is up 28 points, NASDAQ ahead 3. This is ABC News.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. And now Quicken Loans has made getting HARPed even easier with our amazing Get HARP tool right on our homepage. Log on to quickenloans.com and click on the Get HARP tool. Simply give us some basic information and how you'd like us to contact you via phone or email, and we'll let you know if you're eligible for HARP within 1 hour. Listen closely. If your current home loan is higher than 3.99%, or if your home has lost value and you're underwater, we may be able to help you get HARPed and start saving with a lower rate. Log on to quickenloans.com today and click on the Get HARP tool and find out if you're eligible. The Quicken Loans Get HARP tool. It's one more way we're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There was a very unusual find outside a gas station in Kansas City.
A gas station employee sweeping outside his store in Kansas City came across something he never imagined. He discovered a cooler with a pair of what's believed to be human eyes. Sergeant Chris Young is with the Kansas City Police Department.
It doesn't appear the eyes belong to any of the highest hospitals in the area.
Police say they have very limited information to go on. On the surveillance tape, they see two men get out of a station wagon with a Nebraska license plate. However, they can't read the numbers. The eyes have been transported to the county medical examiner to determine if they are human. Mike Phillips, ABC News, Kansas City.
House Committee in Arizona is advancing a new version of a bill which previously would have barred transgender people from using public bathrooms not associated with their birth gender. Republican John Kavanaugh changed the legislation after a national civil rights group called it discriminatory. The new bill would shield businesses if they don't allow transgendered people to use their bathrooms or lockers. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. 6187 or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. jmselderlaw.com, estate planning made simple.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor and Department of Insurance Director Mary Taylor with an important message for Medicare beneficiaries. The department's Ohio Senior Health Insurance Information Program will be holding Welcome to Medicare events across Ohio starting in April. These free events are a great opportunity to learn more about Medicare benefits and prescription drug coverage. To learn more, please visit insurance.ohio.gov or call 1-800-686-1578 to make your reservation.
Auto show savings are going on all month at Fairway Ford in Canfield. Hi, it's Heather Stevens in the studio with Bob Davis, and the all-new redesigned 2013 Ford Escape is on sale now at Fairway Ford in Canfield.
We're in the middle of our biggest sale in our history, and every all-new 2013 Ford Escape in our giant inventory is 20% off MSRP. Plus, every Escape at Fairway includes Remote Start 2.
A huge selection of 2013 Ford Escapes, front-wheel drives, and four-wheel drives are available at Fairway Ford. And right now, take 20% off every single one. Plus, you get a remote start, too.
Also, on top of 20% off, we'll pay you top dollar for your trade-in, no matter what it is. And financing is never a problem at Fairway Ford. So see us at fairwayford.us or call 330-533-FORD. Fairway, that's the way we do business.
Bosch appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power and Associates. You can find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers by visiting your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. J.D. Power and Associates 2012 Kitchen Appliance Satisfaction Study.
Underwater? Upside down? Do these terms describe your current mortgage situation? Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans to tell you that it may be time to get HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance at a lower rate even if your home has lost value. Millions of homeowners are eligible for this program right now, including hundreds of thousands who currently have a mortgage with Bank of America. That's right, hundreds of thousands of Bank of America clients are eligible for HARP and have not yet taken advantage of this opportunity.
After I turned 40, my body started changing. I didn't feel as attractive as I used to.
I started experiencing hot flashes, but the weight gain, that was the worst. Especially the belly fat.
I started taking Ambrin and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy. I feel as beautiful today at 50 as I did when I was 30.
Thank goodness for Ambrin. It rebalances your hormones naturally, which relieves the symptoms of hormonal imbalance and menopause, like weight gain, hot flashes, fatigue, low libido, and more. Ambrin is the advanced all-natural formula, clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40, with no big change in lifestyle required.
Ambrin definitely made me feel energetic and sexy again.
For a limited time, you can try Ambrin risk-free and get a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-960-7761. That's 1-800-960-7761. 1-800-960-7761.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at youngstownsymphony.com or call 330-744-7000. 0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at youngstownsymphony.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's
welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and we're going to talk about Easter. It's open mic for the rest of the show. Mark Mangi's in studio with me. It's always a pleasure to have him, even if this is not the week for him to be here, but he's a welcome every week that he wants to be here, because I'm just glad to have him in studio with me. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tracy. It's good to be here. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
This
I'm
has really been good. A really interesting program today. I've been here a number of times now. This is one of the best ones I think I've been on. This has been terrific.
We do this every day.
You're dealing with people who are addressing a problem and moving forward with it on their own. That's what people have to do. And here's a holistic medicine guy. It was just terrific, and enjoyed everything he had to say and learned a lot. And I'm a believer in holistic medicine. I think it's a real plus. This has just been wonderful.
Hey, South Carolina, how are you, darling?
Hey, how's it going? It doesn't take much to get Mark excited, huh?
No, it doesn't, does it?
I've never heard him that excited about anything.
I try to tell him we do this every day. This is what we do.
You miss the good stuff, man.
There you go.
This is the heart of it.
But topical, I get so excited when I see people doing things. It just... that makes our country wonderful. It's what makes America great. And these guys who are here today, I mean, innovation and addressing problems. You know, we have to help ourselves. That's how we get along in life. You know, nobody's going to do it for you. We have to do it ourselves. And when there's a hole in the system, people are ready there to move in. No matter how perfect they are in trying to do it, they're ready to try to fill that hole. I think that's a real plus. I'm going to get ready for Easter, Tracy.
I'm hanging out with you Easter, so I thought we were ready.
Yeah, I didn't get my wife a card. I have to get my wife an Easter card, and I got to go buy an Easter egg.
For who?
For me.
Okay.
My wife gets she fixes a basket, but it's mostly for, you know, my son who's, you know, 28 now, but you know she likes to get the Easter basket for him. And
Mark, he can't be 28.
He'll be 28 in October.
Mark, there's no way.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark, that can't be true.
Oh yeah.
No, no, no. You got it wrong, Mark.
Yeah.
Let me explain.
Uh oh, here she goes.
Let me explain.
I'm leaving this alone.
No, I'm serious. Let me explain why he has this wrong. He has this wrong because when I met his son. He wasn't old enough to drink alcohol. He was still wet behind the ears. And so there's no way that his son could be 27 because I'm not that old.
Yeah. Do you have any great nieces?
Nope.
And nephews? It's with I've got my cousins or my cousins' kids are having kids right now. Ouch.
That's what I'm saying. No. The girls that I grew up in school with, they're now grandparents. Something is wrong. I don't even have kids. So how can – I don't understand.
But we're perpetually young. That's – you know, we're doing the holistic medicine thing, man. We look good.
That's right. We look good. That's good. Hey, who's that? 9 – I think that's 906. Are you there?
Hi, Tracy and friends. Yes, indeed, I am, Tracy. This is Michael. I have called over the past year several times into your program. Don't know if you remember me.
You're Mr. Blue, right?
I was Mr. Magic Biz at one time, but
okay.
I changed my name to Living for God because this is who I have been for a long time. You know, the holistic medicine thing is awesome. I've been using it myself in several ways, and it's just, the pharmaceutical industry has really destroyed, people's lives. The side effects are worse than what the actual, pharmaceuticals that are supposed to help us, are. But I'm mostly here, Tracy, just in support. As you know, I'm very knowledgeable about world affairs, the United States, and about Christian matters. So anytime you would like an opinion or you want me to jump in, just call my name, and I'll be here for, the next hour here.
Well, my question is, someone called in a little bit earlier and said they're really trying to wipe Easter off the face of the American calendar. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. This is the agenda of the One World Order, is to get as many people as they can to deny God, to deny Jesus Christ, to deny their family, to deny their friends, to divide and conquer is the way that they can help to complete their agenda. So I definitely agree with that, comment. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there was that. Watch the news. School down in, I think it was Alabama, basically said they're not allowed to say Easter in the school, and they're having their spring egg hunt with the spring bunny, and they're doing it because they don't want to offend anybody. I'm offended.
I have a question.
We've got one in the country like that.
My question is, are we doing the Easter egg hunt at the White House?
And that was the debate. I mean, that's what they've been saying on the television. Well, if we're going to eliminate the spring eggs, what kind, or is it just an egg hunt? Because I don't know if they're doing it because of sequester. I mean, they want to cut the stuff that people like and make people suffer because, did you see that? Did you see that lady out in California?
Which one?
The county executive out in California. They just Alameda County. They just guaranteed her $470,000 a year for life.
To do what?
Because she was the county person that ran the county. It's a retirement.
Whoa.
She's going to retire in the next 6 months here, and that's what she's going to get.
On a pension, a public pension?
Not public pension. And they said, well, she's like a CEO. That's the biggest. You know what? This is no reflection on public employees. My wife is a public employee. My son is a public employee. On the other hand, don't equate these folks with people who say they're giving up income because they're going into the public sector, not the private sector. I could give you a list of 20 people I know in the private sector that would drop what they're doing to move to a public job in a minute. It's not that. You've got some people who, it's not that they're bad employees, but just don't, handle me when you're talking about compensation. you know, they got job security, they get a pretty decent pension. But when you see something like $450,000 or $470,000 a year for life, why would they do it? California's broke. You know who's going to end up paying for it? Us. Us. We'll end up paying that pension. And that's not a good thing.
That's amazing.
As this kind of goes on and on, I've been watching a segment on television that says, cut this, not that. You look at some of this stuff. It's scary. How they're spending the public money.
Hey, Magic said it was one world order. 518, your mic is on.
I'm listening, Trace. I'm just trying to figure out, where the topic of conversation is
it's
going.
Open mic.
Talking about Easter.
It's open mic.
Okay.
For the, we were talking about Easter. We brought it up, and we were talking about the one world order a little bit. And we were talking about holistic medicine. A little bit earlier, we talked about the doctor. What's it called? Isaac? What's Isaac's name?
Fair Isaac.
Fair Isaac. I don't remember him.
That's funny, though.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
I've got a question here because this is something that's kind of confusing me here. They want to get rid of. They're trying to get rid of. Anything that is Christian. Just been noticing that over the last couple of years that they're wanting to get rid of everything Christian so it doesn't offend. However, they're doing everything they can to make sure that Muslims or those of the Islamic faith get every opportunity they can to advance theirs.
What is going to happen
with this Defense of Marriage Act? I kind of put something on my Facebook page saying that if they do this, then that's going to make it illegal for churches to deny anyone the chance of getting married, even if they're gay. Now, what are they going to do about the mosques and the synagogues and things such as that?
South Carolina, I don't think they've really thought this through. And if you look at, if you're going to, you got to understand in Islamic society, we don't realize just how anti-same-sex they are. I don't think we've really, really paid attention to this.
I don't think so either.
And so even if you're a Judeo-Christian, if you're Islamic, you don't see the Chinese running around here talking about they want to get the same sex, they want same-sex marriage. So no matter even if you're in a one-world position, I don't think we've really looked this thing through with the allies that we say that we have. Are you following me with that? Did I go too far?
No, you're right on it, Trace. Unfortunately, our culture, our American Western culture does not, because it wants to keep us blinded to what other cultures really, really focus and home in on. Our westernized culture says we're open to anything and everything, and whatever it is you want us to do, we'll try it. Doesn't matter. Let's go for it. And that's what we do, where other cultures, Asian, European, African cultures have standards, and there are certain things that they won't do, right or wrong, whether we agree with it or not. There are certain things that they will do, and there are certain things that they won't do, and that goes for us to an extent. We'll look at them and say, "Oh, well, we're better than them because we don't do that." But look at what you do that makes you look worse than them.
I just don't think we've thought this through.
The country doesn't think a lot of things through. That's the problem. They're coming to illogical conclusions, and that's going to frustrate people, and that's bad for the country.
I was talking this morning. I was ministering this morning, and I was talking about this, and I said, putting my religious beliefs aside, I don't think we paid attention to what happens to the Social Security and the economic feasibility and the pension programs that this will take on when the Supreme Court strikes down suddenly? Because you can't put this program in incrementally, suddenly, and put all these people in transfer of the access to pension programs, Social Security, and all that, when we already have a taxing society at large. We're overtaxed. We're in debt. The financial blowback that this is going to cause, I don't think we thought about either.
The same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of blowback there would be with it. There's certainly going to be a lot of issues associated with it. The pensions. My personal position on this was President Obama's former position, which is, you know, anti-gay marriage, pro-civil union, to take care of certain things. I just have the feeling that until people of faith band together to really say we don't want this, because this kind of thing is going to keep happening over and over and over again with various aspects of various things. There was a gentleman on Fox News this morning who talked about one. He was a minister from Texas, the largest evangelical church in Dallas, I think he was from. And he talked about the lack of Christian advocacy groups like the Jewish Defamation League, which when things come up that are an affront to Christianity and Christian beliefs, that they move forward and work on a political level to confront it head on. We as Christians don't have that. We have smaller groups floating around, but I don't think we have a central group that takes on what is basically anti-Christian bias. And Christians are under attack all over the world.
They have it, but they don't have it united. They have fragmented segments.
Yeah.
You know, focus on the family. You know, when you look at, if you want to even look locally, look at Pastor Alford.
Yeah.
Pastor Alford, which was the gentleman who was here, he had the ability to garner all people from all faiths and all walk of life and bring them together as one to get what he needed to get done for policy.
Yeah.
When he left, no one had the opportunity and or had the Rolodex to bring everybody to the table on common ground for what they stood for when they came together as a source.
Yeah.
And that is lacking across the globe, because Christians have allowed themselves to be divided by denominations and not unite together for common causes.
One common cause is don't kill us overseas. Don't blow up our churches. And then come over here and stand up. You know, the issues are so broad, and you wonder why America has lost its moral focus and where we're going. The abortion issue is one that's near and dear to my heart. I am, you know, passionately pro-life. And they passed in North Dakota, I think, a unique approach to abortion when they called it the heartbeat law. If the fetus has a heartbeat,
you can't abort. That makes sense.
And that makes absolute sense. And I think people can understand that argument. It probably won't get very far in the courts. You know, they'll probably strike it down. But it's certainly an approach that needs to be taken. How many? I mean, the amount of abortions in this country is breathtaking. You know, how many Einsteins have been, you know, murdered? You know, it's not a good thing, and it's an affront to us morally.
But if you look at how many people are, I mean, John, look at this. I mean, sorry, Mark, look at this. The Catholic Church, as strong as they are,
yeah,
don't have the organization to slow down that what they're adamantly opposed to, like abortion.
Oh, they don't have the will and desire to do it. I mean, they honestly believe, I was raised Catholic, you know, that the good and the moral is going to eventually come through. It's not that they don't preach against it and work against it, but they don't go after it in the political sense, which is exactly what they were talking about this morning on television. You got to put an end to some of this stuff. Sometimes I look at things in this country, and I think God's giving retribution on our country right now because we're doing these horrible, horrible things. And, you know, but the minute you say that, you're looked at like some crazy whack job. But I think it's true.
Basic.
Yeah.
You know, in regards to the Catholic Church, you know, I've done a lot of research onto this, and everything that I come up with says that the Catholic Church is controlled by the Vatican. Now, I know for a fact that the Vatican was taken over by the Russian KGB in the early part of this century. And the reason why they liked and want to control that is the Catholic population is like 1 billion people worldwide. It is the largest religious organization. And so they are controlling and corrupting the Catholic religion, period. It does not get any simpler.
But no matter how you slice it, look at what they say that they stand for. And look where we are right now. Hold on just a second. Local call, your mic is on.
Hi, sweetie. I just was out shopping, so I missed the news. And did they decide anything in the Supreme Court?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, my cousin and I were talking, and she talked to her priest. She's Russian Orthodox. And she said, if they make this legal and you refuse to marry a same-sex couple, she says, will there be, you know, recrimination for you? And he said, no doubt. So that's another, you know, we're talking here about the twists and turns in this thing.
Oh.
Just think what will happen to the churches if they don't want to perform these ceremonies.
I'm not surprised by that.
Well, but you figure they'll probably lose their status as a tax-exempt entity.
You know, if they do that, I think there'll be a revolution in this country.
we keep saying there's going to be a revolution over so much of that has already happened.
John, Mark, I don't think so.
I'm not talking revolution in the sense that they're going to get guns and go to the streets. You're going to find people are just going to do what they want to do. And believe me, I know that.
I think you're wrong. I'll tell you why I think you're wrong. Because people don't know that they're free. They don't know what their rights are, and they don't know how to fight back. So people now have just gotten to the place that whatever the system says, they bow down to. Because there are a lot of things that are going on in our country that the majority of the people do not accept, nor do they want, and they just bow down.
I don't think the Catholic Church will do that. I don't think the Mormons will do that.
They've done it already.
How?
Well, look how much has been allowed to happen that we haven't stood up united and said we won't allow this.
Not within the church doctrine, not within the church hierarchy.
But the thing is, the hierarchy is no... Did you ever think that there was a time that you would see the Catholic Church fighting about contraceptives and being able to pay for it?
But they're fighting it.
But they're not fighting it as strong as they could.
Well, they're in the courts. I don't know what else they can do.
Look at the abortion issue.
What's going to happen with that issue? The church is just going to say, no, we're not going to do it. Come punish us. And you know, you can't. It's too big.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. If they start fighting, you figure, I focused on the family, had a... magazine, and they showed different people who have already been prosecuted. There was a couple that were prosecuted for not taking wedding pictures at a same-sex wedding, and they were told that as a business, if they wanted to keep license, that they had to they couldn't discriminate. And then there was a campground that was fined because it was run by the Catholic Church, and there was a same-sex couple wanted to have a wedding reception there, and they said that they would not rent them the campgrounds for that purpose, and they were threatened that they would lose their tax-exempt status, and they would also have some kind of, I don't know whether they would lose the property licensing or, you know, authorization as a campground if they discriminated. So, I mean, we're not hearing about all these things because the mainstream media, you know, won't share. But there have already been many people that have been taken to court and prosecuted.
Well, I've heard the threats. I haven't seen the legal results of the action, and you don't know what groups are going in there to eventually defend these things in the courts. The issue becomes, you know, and it's in all areas of civil disobedience. If enough people just simply refuse not to comply with the law, the issue goes away. What this government has done, they have come up with so many massive regulations. It is physically impossible to comply with anything without breaking something else. And it's really becoming a problem where people are just simply walking away. And if you want to know how I know this, I've made a number of trips to Russia over my lifetime, and I've seen what the Soviets did when they were communist, and you would look at a very small Russian economy. But the people outside of the government, they just didn't obey it. I've never seen anything like it. There was open disobedience within the laws were there, and they would make, you know, some if the way their cars were made, you had to wear a seatbelt. They would throw a fake they sold fake seatbelts to put over your shoulder to make it look like they were being worn. You know, and if there were so many rules and regulations, the government just couldn't keep up with it.
If we had a media at large, you know, mainstream media, who would be forthright in telling the people what is happening?
And you hit the nail on the head. Therein's the problem.
Russia. Well, they have that in Russia. I mean, Pravda is more, how do I want to say, more open now than our own. Media outlets.
Well,
and they're warning against what's happening here in our own country.
But what happens is, at least in the United States, and you watch the number of people who are watching the mainstream media news broadcasts is going down. Yeah, it's not working. CNN's going down the tank. Please tell me how they're staying in business. There's as many people watching CNN as live in Mahoning County. That's in the entire country. How could they stay in business with a viewership of 200,000 or 300,000 people?
Easily.
Well, you know, now while they're reporting that the pendulum has swung and a majority of people are in favor now of same-sex marriage, I think they put this stuff out there so that a lot of people who maybe had some fight in them, maybe they weren't really, sold out.
Well, that's not just coming from the media. The libertarians take that position too.
I mean, you got Rob Portman that just came out.
Yeah,
I mean the Republican.
What
I'm saying is, I think they try to sway your uninformed citizen or your citizen who isn't really committed, and so they hear this and they think, oh well, if everybody's in favor of it, you know, and it's not true.
I don't know if they believe what the media is saying on that. I tell you what will have an influence on the issue. If you look at a television program like Modern Family, which is one of the top television shows on TV, that's going to have a lot of impact on views on that particular issue. I think what we have to define generally is, well, I don't want to go into it.
You can.
We
only got 20 minutes, so you can go where you want to.
My personal belief is, I'll tell you what I'm for. I am for monogamous, non-promiscuous relationships. Now, I personally opposed to gay marriage. I think it's a religious issue. On the other hand, the libertarian in me says, I want the government to keep out of my bedroom, I want the government to keep out of my business, and I want the government to keep out of my refrigerator. I want to drink my big gulp, and if that's my business, if I want to drink a big gulp, and nobody else's business if I want to drink a big gulp. I would rather see a stable, monogamous, gay or lesbian couple than a mother with 7 children from 6 different men. And that's just a decision I'm going through the process in my mind coming to. The religious aspect, that's different. I mean, I practice my religious beliefs the way I think they ought to be practiced, and I'm not going to try to force my views on somebody else. But America better wake up. When you see people like Portman and Dick Cheney, the train's coming on this issue, and I don't know what conservatives like us are going to do, because that train's going to run us over on that issue.
I just find this all so appalling. I think that, nobody is telling anyone that they aren't able to love whom they would love, but you can't call it marriage.
I agree.
And I think if you want to make contracts and leave your, because they keep saying about the financial loss that they take when they can't you know, take an exemption as a spouse, a surviving spouse, and they have to pay the inheritance tax and, you know, yada, yada. But you think they're going to, as couples, get a marriage deduction for filing taxes, and there will be single parents out there who are divorced or widowed, whatever, who now their youngest child, you know, reaches the age of 18, whatever, is no longer a dependent, and you think their child still may be at home and earning enough that they can't take them as a dependent, but still they're making a home for them. I think the limit's $3,000. So if your child is making more than $3,000, you can't claim them. You think you are dishonoring a true family in the eyes of God to give a special exemption and consideration to a family that is man, that will be man.
But you have to understand that we speak with forked tongue Christians. See, Christian didn't not stand up and deal with this as they should have. Christian church did not get up and say what they should have. Because civil, what people do is people's business. And God does not demand on non-Christians and non-believers the requirements that he demands on us. And instead of us saying that we should not allow them to be beaten and to be treated inhumanely as they have been, for us not to say give them a civil union and allow them to do what they choose with their property. For us not, and we stayed silent, and we allowed them in our churches, and we allowed them to do a lot of things, and we thought maybe they'd go away. And we laughed and joked, and we called them freaks and queers and all that kind of stuff, and forgetting that they had a soul. And then now they have pushed the envelope way past where we would ever want it to be pushed. So we need to take some responsibility on what we didn't do. We don't adopt children. Christian families do a lot of yakking, but we don't do a lot of adopting. You know, we got people that go across the seas to go find a kid when we've got kids in our neighborhood that need to be adopted.
Well, I agree with you.
We're not. You don't see Christians bringing in a bunch of adopted children and using them. You have churches who are mega million churches. They are millionaires. But
well,
you got,
the government is subsidizing quite a bit
but you,
trying to get these children. It's almost like they're trying to sell these children.
But you have, but you've got mega million pastors.
Well, Tracy,
we're in South Carolina. You got mega millionaire pastors, and they're buying Rolls Royces. But you got Angelina Jolie going around the world adopting kids.
Right.
And we want to blame them instead of us. Do you know what you can do with $100 million?
Oh, it's spent wisely an awful lot.
Do you know how much humanitarian effort you can do within your own church as far as adopting and programming and all that kind of stuff?
That's
whose fault is that? The gay people?
No, but I think, you know, it's come down to, Tracy, is there are people who, from a moral standpoint, cannot endorse
it. I didn't say endorse it. Don't get me wrong.
No.
I'm not endorsing it, but I'm being honest about how we got here.
Well, I was going to say, from, you know, from my point of view, this is disobedience to God.
It is.
And I would say the same thing to a heterosexual couple. That
I would, too.
Is sexually outside of marriage.
Sin is sin.
I would say, emotionally, you're creating a problem for yourself. And someday, you're going to have to deal with it.
And
so
I agree with you. But we allowed for it to get here. Go ahead, South Carolina, and I'm going to pick up somebody in just a second. Go ahead, South Carolina.
You know, I heard it said several years ago, you know, that the church in America flies over a mission field to get to a mission field. And you know, all the resources that we have, and as rich as we are, we now have missionaries coming to evangelize America.
That's true. I mean, we're very, very disingenuous about what we believe, what we do, and where we want to go. I mean, we need to be honest about that. We have people in our own neighborhoods. You got to understand me as a preacher. I've moved to the suburbs away from people in my million-dollar house to come back into the inner city and ask somebody else for a program to feed people.
Yeah, I as an attorney, I've represented a number of gay couples over the years. And yeah, I always find it curious when I see these folks over here wanting to get married, and then I see heterosexual couples not married.
Trying to get married.
What am I missing here? I
Mark, do you really want him to answer that question?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Do I want an answer?
Yes.
Yes.
It is a spiritual affirmation for man to be affirmed in what he does.
Sure.
And marriage affirms my abnormal relationship as a lesbian and as a gay person. And once I'm married, then there's no more guilt that what I'm doing, no matter how abnormal it may be, it becomes normal because I've been affirmed.
Is it any more abnormal than the heterosexual couple who doesn't want to get married?
No, same thing.
Well, therein lies the issue. Where's the morality here?
There is none.
And that's the problem.
But we have erased a morality because we have erased God. We don't want a supreme being in our existence anymore, because right now we don't want to have the – because when you deal with supreme being, when you deal with God, when you deal within the confines of a Bible, you have limitations on what you do.
Sure.
And without a moral compass, there's no limitation.
I deal with it because the church that I go to, which is extremely liberal in its hierarchy but very conservative in its membership, whose voice of God am I supposed to listen to?
There is but one.
But I'm getting two messages.
You're not getting two messages.
Well, everybody says their one's the right one.
No, no, no. There is only one, and you get only one because you're all made in the likeness and image of God. We're all the same. So we know when we lie. We may suppress the lie. We may ignore the lie. But in your heart, you still know it was a lie.
Oh, well, what's the lie? I mean, you go to the Catholic Church, they say you can't have women priests. Why not?
That's man. But in actuality, you still know right from wrong. Taking away the denomination of, and we're just speaking on Christian religion. Don't go outside the Christian religion because it gets too muddy. But just within inside
it's
the Christian
religion. Muddy in the Christian religion.
But inside the Christian religion, inside of those that call themselves Christian. Let's just talk about mankind at large. If I steal something as a child, I know that I stole it. I know that I stole it. I know I was wrong for taking something that was not mine.
Okay.
If there's something automatically inside of me that tells me that when you come to me as an adult and ask me, did I take something, I will shake my head and absolutely go, didn't do it. That's just the human nature of how we're made. Man starts splitting man and defining their own parameters beyond that.
Thou shalt not kill.
Absolutely. Your first time you kill somebody is different than the second time.
All right. Abortion.
The first time I abort is different than the second time. As a matter of fact, the first time I take a drag on a cigarette, I choke. Then I go back and do it again.
Yeah.
And I continue it until I don't choke.
Yeah.
The first time I drink alcohol, I don't like the taste until I continue drinking it.
I never liked beer.
Hold on. 692, your mic is on.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Tracy. This is Dave from North Lima.
Hey, Dave.
I agree with you 100%. This problem is self-inflicted. I think if marriage is a Christian, it's a religious source. Now, I can understand some of these people need to be married for legality reasons. So why don't we have a marriage for the Christian for people? Or the religious people, and a union supports people who need it for state reasons.
Because they don't want it anymore.
We already missed a boat on it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they don't. See, the problem is we missed the civil union opening. So now they no longer want to be civil unions. They want marriage, and that becomes spiritual.
Oh, yeah. I think it's wrong. In my belief, it's wrong. But if they wanted the civil union thing, you should accept that and let them have what they want. I mean, this just involves them. It doesn't really involve me. I have a couple friends that are gay. They're good people, and I love them dearly. And if that's the way they want to live, I wish they would change their mind, but they're not going to. So we can do the best we can do to help them to become better citizens and to love them even more by accepting that they're going to have a union, but not a marriage.
But see, that, again, now they're past the union. And I don't know how we get to union from marriage now, because what's happening is we've now put a spiritual word on a ungodly union, and then we're going to affirm it. And then now, as a preacher who preaches from a biblical standpoint, from a Judeo-Christian standpoint, and whether, and even if you are Islamic, and I don't necessarily agree with their religion, but when you begin to start preaching and teaching in the confines of our belief system, I will not affirm a union between two same sex persons.
And as a religious preacher, that's exactly, you're right.
But
there are no Islamic gays. There are no Islamic gays out in public. You know that.
There's no homosexual Christians, if you ask me. But. Because you can't be both. But I will say this. I'm going to be in trouble because I'm still not going to call two men and two women together normal. I don't care what you do.
I think that's the religion's right to do.
That's discrimination and that's hate.
I don't think it'll work that way.
But it does in Canada and it does in Europe.
They don't have a constitution. We do.
But here's the thing about that, guys. Here's the thing about that. You know, and I've said it here on this show. You know, not only does it go against it goes against God, what the Bible says, it goes against nature.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I mean, how are you going to call something normal that goes against nature? I had somebody said that there are like 435 species that practice homosexuality. That's a lie.
But they don't produce a fruit.
But, you know, the problem here is when they came out of the closet, they should have stopped in their bedroom. They should have never gone past their bedroom.
Well, there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of legal issues they have to deal with, and starting with HIPAA and going on down.
Correct.
Who's the beneficiary of life insurance policies? Who's the beneficiary of pension funds? Who's the beneficiary of this? Who's the beneficiary of that? That's what you need civil unions for, which is why I've always been civil union, and I believe that marriage is a spiritual issue, and they ought not to participate in that. But because I don't know what you do now. This issue should have been addressed 10 years ago.
And the broadening of the law should come in those areas where you can determine who you have a right to determine whomever you wish to inherit your estate and your belongings. You have a provision for that, and you can state it.
I have to tell you, 20 years ago I did a trust for a gay couple. Because they were afraid that their relatives are going to come in and they were going to fight over the body of whichever one died first, and at that time the partner would have lost.
And that's what I said on yesterday. More than likely, when this happened, when they started having problems within the homosexual community, families were coming in. And things were being overturned in the law, no matter what kind of contract they had, no matter what was going on. Their partners were dying from AIDS, and they were getting thrown out of hospitals because even though they had a contract, even though they were prepared, they would not the law would not uphold the contract because the family superseded this partner.
Now, does that mean I want to go to a church that allows gay marriage?
No.
But I certainly, empathize with these folks. People who are gay don't choose to be gay. They're born that way. And I can't help what they're going to do. I can only help what I do.
We'll do that again in another day.
Because I think it can be a conditioning thing and you're not born.
Well, now let me say this. I believe both ways. I believe some things are by choice. But see, I believe that we're born in sin, so you never know what sin's going to magnify. And there's a lot that happens in a person's life that can bring forth.
Well, I know a lovely girl who was sexually abused by her father from a young age. And um, she is in a lesbian relationship, and she's got the best heart, and she'll do anything for anybody.
Great people.
She forgave her father, and when he was dying of cancer, she was the one who was nursing him and caring for him. And in tears, he cried and asked her to forgive him for what he had done. And she lovingly, you know, forgave him. But I really do think that she found safety and comfort with a woman because of the cruelty that she had at a young age in that relationship with her father.
There's a lot, I've got a friend who's gay, and he's in a partnership, and I need to have him on here so we can fight. but I do have to say, I am, spiritually, I'm totally opposed. But I think the Christian people have forgotten that people have souls.
We are to love them.
And we have not done a good job as being my neighbor's keeper when I disagree with you.
Well, like I said, I would fight for them to be able to leave their belongings and aid them in making decisions for their loved ones. I would fight with them for all those rights.
But we didn't do it. They asked for that, and we didn't acknowledge it. When Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Defense of Marriage Act came in, instead of us finding a way to comply with what they were asking, we ignored them completely. And so now I don't – and again, I see sin rearing its big head because, it's going to backfire on the United States for not taking a stand.
Well, see, I look at this and I think of Satan in the Garden with Eve telling her, is that really what you were told? We can do something different than what you believe God told you to do, and this is where we're at.
But I will say this. Have you guys noticed that there are more women who are fighting this battle right now than gay men? Did you guys observe that?
I think the women are more committed partner in relationship.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about for those of us who are born-again believers. Let's really look at this. Is a woman not always the one who is deceived?
Mm-hmm.
And is not the woman always not... A woman is not supposed to be, if you really look at it in the hierarchy, the woman is not the head of this direction. And do you see America following after women?
Yes,
going back
hey,
to South Carolina... Yes, Alex.
I just had a question real quick because I don't know this. And maybe it's a question for Jeff, but he's not here. Is it really a sin for women to engage in homosexual activity? Because from what I've read, it talks about men. The literal words is effeminate men, but shouldn't lay down as he would with a woman, as a woman, whatever. But I've never seen anything say that women were not allowed to be intimate with each other.
To a woman too, she shouldn't lie with a woman.
Yeah.
As she would with a man.
Leviticus, and it's in the Old Testament and then in the New. Leviticus, I think 20:23, and Romans 13:1. You'll find it both there. This is the Bible, man, and when you say man inside the Bible, it does not mean male. It does not mean male. Man is male and female. It's gender. It's not gender specific.
It's basically
it's the men's responsibility to teach.
Very specific.
What'd you say, Dave?
It's the men's responsibility to teach to their wives and their family what is right and what. The responsibility is there, all theirs, although I'm a firm believer that most women make better judgment than men.
Good answer, Dave. Good answer. Did that good.
But let's go back, Tracy, and explore one thing. There has never been a greater campaign waged to get their way than the gay rights have led for the last 15, 20 years. If you want to change something, they have put down a miraculous format for change in this country. They have been on the front pages and news for the last 15 years, at least solid.
I got to get out of here. I'm done with the day. But you have to go. If you go back and look at the civil rights movement of 1964 and 65, you will see them walking in lockstep.
Yep.
With that era. We'll see you guys on Monday. God bless you. Have a wonderful Resurrection Weekend. We'll see you from 12 noon until 3.
Mark, I hope to see you next Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be here.
God bless everyone and
happy Easter.
Good weekend.
Thank you all.
Love you.
Yep. Love you, Grace.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Violence firsthand.
100 days after Newtown, the president pleaded with Americans not to let the gun control momentum die.
I haven't forgotten those kids. Shame on us if we've forgotten.
Urging lawmakers not to get squishy, he was flanked by moms like Shannon Watts.
If people think we're going to forget about this and go away, they're in for a reckoning in midterms.
Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid promises a vote on an amendment to include an assault weapons ban in the bill he'll put on the floor next month, but he doesn't expect that amendment to pass. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Gun owners' rights groups say any attempt to limit legal gun ownership would be a threat to the Second Amendment. Police in Connecticut, meanwhile, released a list of items that they found in the home of Sandy Hook gunman Adam Lanza. It included more weapons and ammunition than authorities originally thought he had.
Every detail that I hear about that day is painful, mainly because I realize that nothing is going to bring Dylan back. So I prefer to focus less on what was found in the house and the car and more on what we can do to make changes.
Nicole Hockley's son was killed in the attack. The TSA says it's heard the protests, it's heard the criticism, but it still plans to end a ban on small knives on planes.
When the TSA announced that blades shorter than about 2.5 inches could soon be carried by airline passengers,
we were all in shock.
American Airlines flight attendant Margaret Barnes is trying to rally passengers entering this airline terminal to lobby policymakers against allowing any kind of knife on board aircraft.
Because that's what killed our flight attendants on 9/11.
The new policy is to take effect on April 25th. Jim Ryan, ABC News at DFW Airport.
The S&P 500 is in record territory. Less than an hour to the closing bell, it surpassed the closing high set in October of 2007 before the financial crisis. ABC News.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
You might think teens are the worst offenders when it comes to texting behind the wheel, and you'd be wrong. ABC's Scott Goldberg tells us who does it even more.
Other studies have shown teenage texting while driving is a real problem, but this one from AT&T says while 43% of teens admit they send text messages while they're behind the wheel, mom and dad might be worse. 49% of adults say they text and drive, and the grown-ups know they shouldn't be doing it. 98% of adults admit it's wrong. So are the teen drivers suddenly getting responsible? Could be. Another explanation for the numbers in this study, teens aren't quite as honest as adults. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Boston's longest-serving mayor won't be running for re-election in November. Thomas Menino made the announcement today. The 70-year-old Democrat was elected to a fifth four-year term in 2009. He says he'll go full tilt until his current term ends. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
Kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Bosch Appliances are ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power and Associates. You can find great deals on ultra-quiet Bosch dishwashers by visiting your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. J.D. Power and Associates 2012 Kitchen Appliance Satisfaction Study.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
For more than 15 years, InfoCision has been a part of our area with locations in Austintown, Boardman, and Newcastle, and stands out from the competition.
Well, we have an incredible benefits package that includes